Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. Crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the water. Bring me one.
Can we go?
Oh no.
Are we on?
Oh no.
Are we on?
Yes.
We oh,
are.
Shit.
Oh, we're on.
Hello, people.
Or as Stephanie said, party people.
Hello.
Welcome to Mamas and Merlot. Today, we are recording our 10th episode. I feel like...
Guys,
I feel like it's a milestone.
It is a milestone, but it's like 10 episodes. Like, there's so many podcasts.
There's podcasts that have like 400 episodes.
Like 400, 500 episodes, and we're like...
Just started.
I know, but that's why we're so cute, guys.
Yeah,
we're so cute.
So
I am Vanessa, and with me is Christy.
Hello, hello.
And Stephanie.
Hi.
And today we have a special guest.
Super special.
Yes. Her name is also Christy. So
not confusing
not
in
at
any way.
All.
In the least.
At all.
At all.
When we were in school, we had 7 Christies.
We did?
Only no, no. When we
oh,
were
I
in
was
school.
Like in high school, I don't remember.
20
that
years ago when we were
oh
in
God.
School together.
I know. We just turned 20.
God, it really we is. Just turned 20. Our friendship is 20 years
on
old.
On August 20 something.
Oh, my God.
Of this year.
I asked her to sit with me.
Okay, it's a really cute story.
Yeah, it is. Go, you
okay,
tell.
So I transferred into the school that where Christy and I met, which is the school where I met Dave, which is the school where Link now goes.
Oh, before we... Christy.
Oh, yes.
Christy is Raul's fiancé. Raul of...
And that's all I am.
Fame.
That's my identity. So,
no,
that's all I've accomplished in my life.
We're explaining... No, because we've talked about you before.
We have talked about you.
Raul's Christy or...
Yeah, which then, Christy? I don't know what
I am the infamous Raul's Christy.
Yes, this is Raul's Christy.
So we have decided to put parameters on our guests, and Eve Christy is not a mama, but Christy is a fellow podcaster, so
Lady's
she's allowed.
Ice cream.
Thank you,
Christy.
I'm a doggy mama.
You are a dog mama. Fur babies totally count. No, fur babies count.
Okay.
And
depends on who you ask. But
well,
that's
it depends
not
on who
you
ask.
It's training.
Yeah.
It's training.
You're responsible for another life.
You are responsible for another life.
Yeah.
A pretty self-sufficient life, but. You know, whatever. So Christy,
it's still life.
Yeah. Christy is a panelist on Cosplay Fame.
Yes,
so,
I am.
So Cosplay Fame is found on the Geek Bro Network.
Yes, COSPLAYFAME.
Oh, jeez.
oh yeah.
So Christy is Christy G.
Hey,
that's me.
And then. Our regular panelist, Christy, is Christy M.
Yes.
So I guess we might use that distinction tonight. But anyway, so Christy and I, as we said, are we've been friends for the last 20 years. She's my best friend. She was my maid of honor at my wedding. My bestie, my BFF. We met the first day of sixth grade. Yeah. I was a transfer student into the school, and she, I was like the first one there, of course, because I'm a dork and the, like the new... That's chocolate,
babe. I'm holding a bottle of chocolate sauce, and I was about to say something into the bottle. It's been a long day.
Vanessa's had a really long day, guys. So, Christy, as the students are coming, starting to come in or whatever, so Christy walks in, and she saw that I was, like, alone, and she's like, can I sit here? And I was like, yeah, sure. And we never looked back.
And that was it.
That was it. So
I was screwed forever.
Fuck you.
No, it's been a very fast and fun.
Yeah, I know. Years. I can't believe it's been 20 years, but
it's anyway. Ridiculous.
So see, Christy remembers meeting me, Vanessa. What's your excuse?
Oh, you don't remember meeting Steph?
No, we met. We met the summer.
She said I went to cheer camp.
We did.
I do not remember going to cheer camp.
We went to cheer camp. I promise. You know what? I'm gonna
the ABC days.
Yes. I'm going to ask people that were there to corroborate this story.
Okay. Thank you. You do that. I
so let's
do not remember.
So
going
yeah.
To
anyway,
camp.
Christy's on Cosplay Fame. Cosplay Fame's on Geek.
Yes, I am.
Bro.
Sometimes.
So yeah.
Yeah. And just so you know, I was silent for a minute because I.
Oh, we have a lot of things today.
Yes we do. We have a lot of things to share.
I was. Yeah. Food.
I think we might need new batteries soon.
Uh-oh.
I'll keep an eye on it.
Okay.
Okay.
Keep an eye on it because I would hate to like record and
No, no, I'll keep an eye on it. It's close by to me.
Lose it.
Yeah.
That happened to us once.
It's happened to Neri. That's why we're like,
it's ooh, this sauce painful. Yeah, we, I was scooping out ice cream because with our three lab cab also came three lab cab.
Did we talk about the wine yet?
We haven't talked about the wine.
No, we have not.
Guys, sorry. We got sent.
We talked about it in
on our Facebook Live video.
And if you're watching our Facebook Live video, I apologize for the sudden cutoff.
Our Wi-Fi went out.
We were having issues with
technical
Wi-Fi
difficulties.
And I just didn't feel like starting it over again.
You guys, we got sent free shit.
Yes! Our first gift!
Niles.
Free shit.
All the way from California. Thank you, Ceci.
We will take any free shit, but we got sent free shit. So
all
we got sent
the free
wine.
Shit.
All the shit. We got sent wine called Three Lab Cab. It's from the Larson family wines, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Yes, Larson family winery. If I could speak today, that would be great. It's a 2013 from Sonoma County. It is rich and full body Cabernet. Yeah, that's actually really good. It's a little sweet for a Cabernet, but that's fine. Because cabs can sometimes have a little bit too much of a bite, in my opinion.
And so, along with the wine,
we got some.
Along with the wine, we got a Three Lab Cab Cabernet Sauvignon chocolate sauce,
which Christy served over with ice cream
with
for
vanilla
us.
Vanilla ice cream,
which is delicious.
It is fantastic. It says fabulous for pouring over ice cream, cheesecake, and brownies.
Or your finger.
Oh, it says to open, or run hot water over the
another
neck of the
person's
bottle.
We appendix. Did not do that.
Oh, we also did not shake.
Remember how you and Patty were? That's how this is going to be.
I'm sorry.
I love that.
Here's the thing. We have a rule, or rather, the people we know.
I have like a self-implied rule. Like, we're not allowed to play games together
at all. Especially taboo.
Yeah,
anything
because
where
we
you
just
are
kind
a
of.
Team.
It's kind of. We're not allowed to be on the same team ever. Just because we've known each other for so long, there's just certain things. Much. Like, we can just say one word. And automatically know like what we're talking about, which by the way I wanted to bring up. I want to wish a very happy birthday not only to you because your 30th
Thank
birthday
you.
Was last Friday
happy
today
birthday.
Is November 11th and is Leonardo DiCaprio's birthday.
Oh, it's also Veterans Day.
It's also Veterans Day.
Oh yeah.
Sorry.
I didn't have off today, so.
No, so I didn't have off today either.
I had my kids today. It's Veterans
Day. No.
There was no school.
On the real
You're
though.
A veteran. It is Veterans Day.
On the real though. We love our veterans. My brother's in the Coast Guard, so I definitely we love our veterans. Thank you for your service.
Shouts to our veterans.
It's also Leonardo DiCaprio's 42nd
birthday. Leo.
He was our first crush. And
it wasn't Will Smith. No,
because it was before.
After.
That was after. Yeah, that was before. Because Romeo and Juliet was
and Titanic was 98. No, he did Romeo and Juliet before.
Yeah, Romeo and Juliet was like 95, and then Titanic was 97.
And then
I fell in love with him in Titanic, and then I saw Romeo and Juliet after.
No, I saw Romeo and Juliet first.
I didn't. I was not allowed. I was a good.
I wasn't either, but I wasn't.
What happened?
I wasn't allowed to watch it either.
It's
so true.
Yeah, I love the fact that like I fell in love with Leonardo DiCaprio when he showed up in Growing Pains. I'm that old.
Well, after I found I found out about Leonardo DiCaprio, I found out about Growing Pains. I'm like, I need to watch Growing Pains, and I watched Growing Pains.
Yeah, but what? Kirk Cameron
was my first love.
Look, he was hot.
That was it.
It's
for me.
Not my fault he went crazy, but he was hot. Now he's just crazy.
He's just a little hot and set in his
and
ways.
Crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
a little crazy.
I love his sister, so that family. They both have
the crazy eyes.
Yes,
but there's something about Candace Cameron Bure. I want like every movie that you do. You are my Hallmark holiday.
Oh, because Christy loves Hallmark movies.
Yeah, I love Hallmark holiday movies.
Oh, all right.
Yes, so she is my girl. But yeah, Kirk Cameron was my first love. And then, all of a sudden, who are you, you little man?
You
that
little
showed up.
Blonde thing.
You're so cute.
With your little, like,
little blonde
Edward
hair.
Furlong, like, wisp of hair.
Have you ever seen the collage of all of Leo's ugly cries?
No.
No.
It's amazing. I'll post it to the Instagram so everybody can see it.
Okay.
I have like, a slight, like, sick obsession with people's ugly cries. Claire Danes has a great ugly cry,
Kim
too.
Kim Kardashian.
Well, that's where it really
is, like,
that is
top of the
I
list,
want,
number
just,
one.
Okay, so I need the cry. Phone case. Did you also know there's, like, a decorative pillow with her ugly cry face?
I
want it for my office.
Welcome to the world, Dream Kardashian. Child of Rob and Blachana, or Angela, as Chris calls her.
Well, yeah, because that's her real name.
Really?
Yeah, Angela.
Apparently. I had no idea.
Yeah, that's her real name.
She's Blachana.
She's Blachana. I mean,
that poor.
I mean, I don't have much to say.
That poor child.
For once, I just don't have much to say.
That's
an accomplishment. Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, isn't she?
I don't like to. I hate to like
I
you know
bash on
to bash
children,
on,
yeah.
bash on so on someone's name choices. That's really like a personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know not everybody was a fan of Lincoln. It's people in my family were not fans of it.
Yes, but it's a person's name.
Yeah, I know.
Dream is a noun.
It's a thing.
It's a verb.
It's actually, I was going to say, it's actually, I think it's actually a verb.
I think it's
a noun
both.
And a verb.
Is it verb?
You can dream.
Oh, you
have
can
a
have
dream.
A dream. Yep, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Excuse me.
And that is our lesson.
Christy
for the
has day. A master's is degree, you guys.
China had
from
a dream.
Columbia.
She had a dream.
Christy has an Ivy League master's degree. Guys. She knows subjects and verbs.
I should be on an
she
island.
Can she also she turned on the lamp when none of us could figure it out.
And that's what... It paid for itself right
It really
there.
Did pay for itself, you guys.
Right there.
Yeah, we were walking around in the dark.
Vanessa was putting
while.
The kids to bed and the three of us were trying to figure out where the hell the light was.
Like, maybe there's a switch on the light.
On the lamp.
I also want to talk about the fact that Christy brought us IKEA cinnamon rolls.
Yes.
Fucking badass.
Thank you.
I love fucking IKEA cinnamon rolls.
Yes.
They are. I mean, they're not Knossberry.
No.
But they're good.
They're good.
But Knossberry is open, so we need to go.
Yeah, we do need to go.
Yes.
Field trip.
Field trip.
No.
Field
okay. trip. Well, and we also have from the Larson wines as well, the Chardonnay wine brittle.
We have a lot of food today.
I've never had brittle. I've never had brittle.
You've never had like brownie brittle?
No.
Oh, my God.
I'm not a fan of brittle in general.
Well, we'll see.
It depends.
Wine brittle.
But it's white wine, so you might like it.
Oh, yeah. All right.
It's white wine based. All you right. might like it.
All right.
You and Jeff might like it.
maybe
listen.
You can date Jeff now.
Like, yeah, maybe.
I don't like white wine. I'd rather have red wine if it's white or red, but I love Moscato. I could drink the whole bottle. Like,
okay. Fair enough.
All by myself.
Fair enough. Okay. Well, if you want some red,
it's juice.
Then you're good.
It's great.
It is juice.
I mean, yeah. It comes
I used
from grapes.
To be a big Moscato drinker.
It's yummy,
too sweet. I'm not a. I don't have a super sweet tooth,
so I can't.
Maybe my taste buds will change.
Maybe. Well, mine changed during a hurricane when
you didn't have another choice.
We had to go to the grocery store.
No, it was
and had to buy stuff for the hurricane
you broke
supplies.
Christy. Oh.
Already?
Already. 10 minutes in.
Early, and
no.
No. Yeah.
No. It takes much more to break me. Trust.
But yeah, we went to the grocery store.
Ask Dave on the last episode of Geekmore.
Oh, they totally did, and they recorded it too.
I know.
Really? I have
yeah.
to listen.
It was pretty good. But yeah, I went to the grocery store, and we were buying our supplies, and then we're like, we need liquor. And we realized...
Growing up supplies.
Yeah.
Obviously.
I got wine during the hurricane.
My Miami hurricane supply part. That is like...
Hello, hurricane parties are like a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing.
So, and...
A little different when you have kids, though.
Yeah.
Buy juice boxes.
No, you still buy one.
And
well,
wine.
Yeah, but you also have to buy juice boxes.
Oh, well, yeah. But.
Boxes of wine, yeah.
That's what I said.
But yeah, and this, like, we were standing right in front of the white wine, and this nice lady goes to us, you know, if there's a hurricane, you might lose power. How are you going to get that cold? And I'm like, thank you, wise woman. She goes, you should really buy red. And we're like, you are smart.
Yes.
And
that's how you've gotten this far in life.
Yeah, and I was like, you. And ever since then, I've been a red wine drinker.
Interesting.
I only like the more dry white wines, so like a Pinot Grigio or something like that.
Oh, you're my mother. Yeah. My mother is a fan of Pinot Grigio.
Pinot Grigio. Oh, but if I'm going to do a white, I'd rather do like a sparkling wine or a champagne. So that's where I stand. Yeah, I'm very fancy.
Super.
Jeff likes his Pinot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jeff's a girl. Jeff. Love you, babe.
We got a listener email.
Yes.
Does anybody have it? Because my phone died.
While you read that, I'm going to go have batteries on standby.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got a email from a listener in Virginia.
Cynthia Brewer. Hey, girl. Hello, Virginia.
And she just wanted to shout out to that she's a listener and give us some congratulations.
Oh, yes. We have an official announcement.
Yeah.
I think we talked about it a little bit towards the end of last week's podcast. We had that we had some... Oh, everyone's asleep. Awesome. That we had some exciting stuff in the works, and we did post it on our social media this week, so it has been officially allowed. But contracts were signed yesterday, so we like after I want to say maybe our third or fourth episode, we started getting emailed from a few different of podcasting networks. And including Acast, who is probably one of the larger ones.
Yeah.
And we started doing our research and figured out that basically almost every single one of the podcasts that we listen to is associated with Acast, including like This American Life and like really super popular podcasts. This American Life is probably, I think it's number one on iTunes. So, so we are officially part of the Acast network, which is like super exciting. I can't believe that happened with us just having a couple of episodes. Like, that's like beyond ridiculous.
Well, I think you guys have like reached a niche
market.
Like, mm-hmm. For sure.
Well, that's kind of like, I think we didn't set out to do this to like do anything like that, but I think what sets us apart, and we've discussed this amongst ourselves, what sets us apart is that I think that we're just a little bit, we're a little more real. A lot of, mm-hmm. And this is not to say that people aren't or whatever, but I've personally listened to other mom podcasts, and I don't think that there's one like ours out there. Mm-hmm. Not that the other mom podcasts are bad. I'm not saying that at all. Like, I love, there's a bunch of other mom podcasts that I listen to that I really enjoy. But yeah, so I'm super excited about it. That's it. So we're with Acast.
Congrats.
We're with Acast. Thanks. That's
awesome. Your transition to us should be
fluid. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
there's no difference. You can still find us on iTunes, on Stitcher. Yes. We're just now also on the Acast app. So if you could download the Acast app and listen to us there.
Yay.
There's no difference for you guys. So
hi Cynthia. Thank you so much for reaching out to us, and thank you. And we are going to look for your wine recommendation.
What was her wine recommendation?
Her wine recommendation was for a Dublin.
Okay.
Hatteras Red.
Okay.
And we did find it in a local store around here. Okay. So I'm gonna try to
get it for next week.
Go out and get it. We have like one or two wines already lined up, so hopefully in the next coming episodes.
Yeah. Cool. Yes. Does anybody have anything they want to talk about their kids before we get into the meat of this week's episode?
Yes.
Y'all.
Sorry, I have cinnamon roll in my mouth.
Since we're doing something different.
My dog. No, I'm kidding.
The dog pissed on my carpet. Hey, Vanessa tells dog stories all the time.
Yeah, I tell dog stories all the time. It's totally okay. So does Christy.
Both of these happened to me today because I really didn't have much. I feel bad. Link's been like sick since Tuesday, and he's been cooped up in the house all week. He's had like fever.
Aww.
Yeah. And so it's been a week, but Dave's been Mr. Mom the last 2 days because I had to go back to work. I was sick for like a week, and I couldn't keep taking time off. So I was like, I got to go to work. So I stayed with him one day, and then Dave took Thursday, and then today there was no school. But we went out to dinner today. And Link does this thing, and I don't know if any of your kids, I feel like maybe Sophie's done this, maybe we've talked about this. Link does this thing where he literally bites off more than he can chew, and he stuffs his mouth and he has a really very sensitive gag reflex, so he like gags for Sophie everything. And it's like,
yeah. Well, Sophie doesn't do that so much. What she does is she holds food in her mouth like a chipmunk. Like she'll put it in her mouth and she like chews, like she'll bite it and then she just holds it.
No, Link will literally take like a giant,
yeah, like swallow,
like the good woman you are. I'm sorry, that's your daughter. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. As it came, wow. Oh,
that's so fun. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's all good. That is all good. Believe me, I call her a bitch today.
They're never having me on the podcast again.
Mariah, don't worry about it. No, it's only going to get worse once you have your own children.
Yeah.
Believe me.
Yeah.
Good. I call Link an asshole all the time. So
I called Sophie a bitch today. Like, I was saying something in the car and she wouldn't stop. And I was like, fucking bitch.
Okay, we don't say it to our children directly.
Yeah, we don't say it. I would never say it to his face. Well, oh, maybe.
Today I almost told her to shut the fuck up.
Vanessa's had a day.
Well, mother of the year.
Well, actually, this I do have a story from yesterday. But so anyway, Link bites off more than he can chew. And he literally like will take an adult sized spoon and grab a spoonful of rice or mac and cheese or whatever and stuff in his mouth. And we were at dinner today. And he did that. And but this time a little bit of
ice cream, I jumped.
Not even close.
No, it's weird. It's so weird.
Is it the back of the spoon?
Yes, it's the back of the spoon. I don't understand it.
Yeah,
but
Jeff like eats ice cream with the back of the spoon
sometimes.
No.
Yep. Yeah, Vanessa's trying.
We'll show you the video.
All right, there's video, yeah, of this. Hey man, whatever turns you on.
It's interestingly disturbing.
Yeah.
I don't get in the way of people and their wants, their desires.
So anyway, so Link just throws up like a little bit, just like a little bit of like whatever's on top. And I thought I saw it get on Dave's like arm, like the side of his sleeve. But he told me, no, it didn't get on me. So I was like, okay, well, whatever. So I was sitting next to Dave, and I was sitting across from them. So we keep going to dinner, and then Dave like turns to the side and like towards the end of dinner, and I'm like, hey, yo, what's on your shirt? You totally have vomit on your shirt. So Dave went through the whole dinner with like a little like thing of vomit.
Like I did.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
So you know what? I'm inclined to blame Lincoln.
Oh yeah,
my little thing.
Oh yeah?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. You're inclined to blame Lincoln for the inspiration for this podcast.
Yes, I am inclined to blame Lincoln for this. Thank you. Blame or thank, same thing.
I have another story about him that he did to me yesterday, which I told you guys about, but I didn't tell you about.
Great best friend.
I'm sorry.
You're slowly being replaced.
I'm sorry. He
claws are out, ladies and gentlemen.
He broke. Like I've discussed before, I'm a makeup junkie. He yesterday got into one of my makeup palettes. Mm-hmm. It wasn't one of my expensive ones, thank God.
Still.
He tried to do it to my Kat Von D and I nearly killed him. Mm. Anyway. No, I would have killed him. You know how expensive those are?
Oh no, yeah. Those how naked 50, palettes, I understand.
Those palettes are like $50-$60. Yeah. No, this was a $15 palette. It wasn't super expensive. It was a NYX palette, so it wasn't like that expensive. But he got it everywhere, and it was a blush palette, so it was pink and like shimmery, and it was just everywhere. It's still the comforter of my bed has like a pink spot on it.
You didn't tell me where it happened.
It was in my bedroom.
Oh, I thought it was like on the floor.
Well, it got on the floor,
but it was on the comforter.
That's on the comforter, and I have a black comforter, so you can see it. So I might have to just get a new one.
Oh no, what a shame.
Oh, what a shame. Shopping. I have to go to Home Goods or Target and get something new for the house.
Wow, I'm so sad for you.
Okay, but and I have to, you know, like tell him, and I had to like get stern with him because he loves getting into my makeup for whatever reasons, and he grabs my brushes and like pretends like he's putting it on himself. Aww. And
Oliver does that
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's what mommy's happy. Doing, so I get it. But then I always tell him like, you can't touch this stuff, is expensive. I have expensive makeup. So I yelled at him a little bit, and I told him, I said it in Spanish, but I told him, haven't I told you a bunch of times that you can't touch mommy's makeup? And I'm going to make the face, but you guys won't see it, but whatever. And he goes, no.
Oh, Okay, that is your child.
Totally.
That is your child. It was an eye roll.
He did like, it wasn't even like a regular eye roll. It was like a, if he would have rolled any harder, he would have seen the back of his, like his brain.
Yeah.
Like it was, and it wasn't even the eye roll. It was the face that went with the eye roll, which was just this like, I can't believe you would even tell me this. Like,
well, you remember what Sophie said to me.
Yeah. Can we talk about our play date from Sunday? Yeah.
So Sunday, we had a Mama's and Merlot play date. We need to post our drunk in the grass.
Oh my God. We loved each other so much.
We really did. We were like,
by the end of the day.
Guys, we're really, I know we're drunk, but I love you guys so, like, for real, we had that conversation. Because we were four bottles deep.
Let's just know. Yeah.
We normally do two during our podcast.
Yeah.
But this was all day. We were doing.
Yeah, it was like a good four.
I think it was four bottles. Together. Yeah.
We watched Descendants.
Descendants?
The it Disney Channel great. Movie, yes.
Yes.
It was amazing in my life. I need it all the time.
So we decided to make the children a very offensive meal of macaroni and cheese and chicken nuggets.
Which none of them ate.
Which not a single one of
we
them
ate it.
We ate it.
That is a proper meal. I don't see the problem.
Well, because you're not four. clearly, there's a problem.
I guess.
Or two, or two and a half, or three.
Yeah.
Apparently, they were super offended by the meal of choice.
Oh, my.
And it was organic mac and cheese and organic chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where you went wrong.
Probably.
They were actually really good.
No, it really was delicious.
All right, then I don't know.
We enjoyed it. No, they're just
assholes.
You guys are the best birth control.
That's what I thought.
One day you will understand.
For single people.
If we didn't already have a title for the episode, that would have been
the best form of birth control. I like that.
Literally, whenever Raul comes back from podcasts, or like I've been out with friends that we have in common that have children.
She knows who you're talking about.
I just, whatever. We just look at each other and we're like, yeah, no. We'll take our furry baby.
Well,
but I'm sorry. Go ahead about your playdate. I'm sorry.
Just because we're on the top, when Raul comes over here,
he's
best with Sophie.
He's such a dad already. He does the dad jokes. He is like...
But he's been doing those dad jokes for like...
I know, that's years. Him. He was born a dad, basically.
But he's like, he lets needs Sophie no climb training. All over him. He plays with her.
I know. Talks to her like, he's more maternal than I am. I am the what inherent bad cop.
Oh, it's in the birdcage when he goes that Albert is practically abreast.
Yes. Somewhat. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, so as we're like trying to feed our children this offensive food on Sunday, like, Sophia, you need to stop whatever you're doing. You need to stop doing it.
And like this?
No, well, I don't remember what she right now. Okay. I don't remember what she was, but I'm like, stop doing what you're doing. It's time to eat lunch. I'm like, look,
they were playing
boys,
with flashlights. I don't know how they found flashlights, but
Christy gave them to them.
Like, Christy, why did you give them the flashlights? I didn't know that.
She was, because Sophie found one. I don't know where she found it. I think it was like on the counter. But then they all.
So then we get it. We walked into Nate's room and all four of them are jumping on Nate's bed in the dark with flashlights.
But this was like, but what she said was
sounds
like,
legit.
We were already like at the table and like all the boys were actually sitting at this point. Sophie's like still running around. Like, Sophie, look, all the boys that are so much younger than you are sitting. You need to sit. It's time to eat lunch. And she looked at me.
That looks so good.
Straight face, like so deadpan, looked at me and. Thank my lovely support here.
Oh, no.
She looked at me straight in my face. She goes, Mom, you're killing my life.
Yeah.
You're killing my life. These two ran away.
We looked at each other. I was like, I'm not ready to deal with this. So we got up and we walked to Christy's kitchen and we were just spent a good 2 minutes
cackling. I could hear them cackling. It's not like, like they went to another room and closed the door.
God.
They walked like 10 steps away and were laughing hysterically.
I know what it's like to be having to discipline your kid when they've said something.
I do appreciate that you guys
really, really funny. And then like my mom will do this all the time when I do. She like, yeah, Link does something that's funny, but he's not supposed to do it, and you're sitting there laughing and like you're like counterproductive to my discipline.
Yeah, my mom does the same thing.
That's why I got up, because I knew I was
I knew that there was no way I was gonna help in that discipline, because I was just like, oh my God, that was genius. I've gotta go.
Mom, you're killing my life.
I'm like,
try to get you to eat so that you don't kill people. Like, it's time for lunch.
Don't die. I'm trying to keep you alive.
I'm trying to keep you alive so that I can kill your life.
They didn't eat that day.
They didn't.
They had cupcakes. That's what they ate.
They had cupcakes. They had super nutritious.
They had cupcakes and french fries.
Yeah, whatever.
It's healthy.
Yeah, I give Vanessa big major mom props because you stayed deadpan.
Oh, yeah.
I've been doing it for 5 years, guys.
You were a pro.
5 years.
See, this is kind of why I'm like hesitant to like have another baby, because if I have a girl, I know that shit's coming to me.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Because I was
coming with the boys, too.
I was bad.
It's coming with the boys.
Well, yeah, clearly, if I got the eye rolling, like, no.
Hey, yeah.
Nathan just laughs at me and runs away.
But I do want to, like, give my kids, like, a little shout out, because this week they did the cutest thing. Sophie was watching, whatever the fuck she was watching. She was watching something. And Oliver woke up from his nap, and he came out to the living room, and he, like, looked at the TV, and he goes, he looks at Sophie, he goes, Sophie, Mickey Mouse before. And she goes, okay, Papa. And she changed it, and she put Mickey Mouse for him. Aww. And then he looked at her, and he goes, thank you. And she goes, you're welcome, Papa. Without anybody telling them what to do. I don't even think they realized that I was watching them, but I was like, oh my God.
You're like, I'm doing you it taught right. them well.
I'm like, I did something right. I'm not killing Aww. Her life. So cute. I'm like, this is the best thing ever. And then Oliver hit her with a broom. But yeah, well. It was
it's all about balance. It was
called balance.
30 seconds. Oh,
are you? Did you die?
Did we die?
It looked like I did.
Can you hear yourself?
I can hear myself now. Oh, jeez.
Did you die? Are we dead?
No, you guys are.
But
on.
Did you die?
I did not
but
die.
Did you die? Oh my God! I haven't been able to get this kid to take medicine, but that's a whole other issue. I'm like so fucking over it.
Yeah, me too.
All right. What's up? What are we at? What do we got?
We are ready for...
Are we ready?
Okay, wait. Before we get into that, let me just change the battery.
Sure.
I'm like super paranoid. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Please so we're going to take...
Wow.
Yeah. So
we are
going to transition.
Yes. Today, this microphone is fucked up. Today we are going to
do something a little different.
We're going to appropriate our husband's podcast.
Yeah.
Yes.
With their format a little bit. Not really their podcast, because you're still listening to Mamas and Merlot. But we are going to steal their idea a little bit.
And we're doing it with our twist, because we're
drinking. Yeah.
So yep. I kind of have wanted to do this because I know that they will never do this
ever.
Episode.
Yeah, we've been
they
trying to get on that podcast.
We've been trying
for
to get
while.
It. We've been trying. We said that we would do it and whatever. And I just know that it won't do it. So then when we started our own podcast, I'm like, all right, fuck it. Let's do it.
Yeah, they don't want to come to us. We'll just take it.
We'll just steal it.
Yep.
What are you going to do about it, yo?
Exactly.
As they said last time, nothing, because they ride in. Our coattails.
Exactly. They ride in our coattails.
Well, they're the pause between the
hashtag
they're riding and then their coattails.
Hashtag humble brag.
Yeah.
They started that.
I don't know. You said riding. I'm in. What?
But that's what I was a joke she made.
Well, but that's what the guy said. I can't steal Neri's joke. He said riding them and their coattails.
And their coattails.
So,
my husband's so romantic. So beep, dreamy. Beep,
beep. You didn't get a drive to and from Orlando in a 24-hour period.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't, Mary sighed. I did tell him that he deserved to get dumped.
if you listen to the WooBro episode that Steph was on.
I was like, wait a minute. You drove from here to Orlando.
I know. I said the same thing.
Drove back down here. Picked up the girl to go back to Orlando. And he's like, yeah.
To fix up a room.
And then you didn't get laid. What the fuck?
You deserve to get dumped.
He was doing it for a girl that wasn't even like his girlfriend that he hadn't slept with.
Oh, like a friend zone?
No, that like situation. Talking. No, they were like talking, but she was very like trying to keep her virginity.
For marriage.
Oh,
she was one of those.
No. She failed.
I got it.
But that's what that was.
They didn't have sex that weekend that he like did all this thing and drove to Orlando ahead of time.
To prep a room,
yeah.
With like rose petals and chocolates and shit.
Yes, your face. Exactly.
What? Yeah.
Christy's face right now is the face that we all have. When we first heard
that. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mary. He deserved to get dumped. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
I got a second opinion on that.
I'm sorry.
That was a little too much.
Just Mary says that he was the guy that would always get dumped for being too nice.
Exactly. And
all of them are that guy.
Yeah, they all are.
They're all that guy. Oh my Jeff God, that's what we nice. Have in common. Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm sorry. They get along so well.
Yes.
There was a whole conversation about the three of them having like a weekend getaway.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, they're like, they really are starting to date each other.
They really are.
They're like a weird three.
Constantly texting each other and smiling at their phones.
Okay. See,
thinking about each other.
On our last episode, Dave and Neri were out on a movie date.
Mandate.
Call it what it was. It was a mandate.
The next day, we were running errands, and me and Vanessa, and we got back to the house, and I go, oh yeah, Vanessa is just gonna hang out for a little bit. And Jeff looks at me with this face. Can I go over
so
to
sad. Like he a was sad like little puppy.
Neri's at his house, and Neri wants to go for me to go over and watch a movie. Can I? Like it was the face of like, I want to play. Can I go play?
I didn't get to play yesterday. Mommy, please.
Well,
that's what was missing. Please, mommy, please.
It was, I didn't get to go last night because I was watching Nathan so you could go out. Like it was that. Thing.
Well, when I like finalized the details of our play day for Sunday. So all of these guys were together for 3 days in a row.
Well, so were we. Well Christy and I were.
Yeah, I didn't get to play Saturday.
Well, you were supposed to come with us on Saturday.
I had my son.
You could have brought him. There was another baby at the party.
I wasn't going to show up to a stranger's house with a baby. Well, anyway, so when I finalized the details Saturday afternoon of our play date, Dave's response to me was, thanks for setting up a play date for me and Jeff and Dave and Neri.
Well, you know, I like had a very full weekend with you people because I spent all of Saturday with you.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I saw you all Sunday because we ran into each other at breakfast.
Where the boys behaved atrociously.
Not worse than what my kids behaved today.
Well, the thing is, at least they were being cute on Sunday.
They were being cute.
They were just like, they started screaming, but like cute screaming. They were like, yeah, and it was like a monkey like see monkey. It was like a happy scream. And then they sat and like, they were crawling across the tables like because they wanted to like sit together.
Yeah.
So
they weren't like screeching at each other either.
Our kids get along, which is
yeah, good. They do. They
it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice that they do get along.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have.
Back to our topic.
Appropriated. The mountain. So we're gonna do
the mountain of Friends episode.
Mount Rushmore of Friends episodes.
Which, if you like that concept, you can check out MT Geekmore on the Geek Bro Network.
Plug. The reason that we're having Christy G on the podcast today is because Christy G, well, we needed a fourth for this, first of all.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well,
you were first choice.
You were first choice.
Aww.
Because Christy is like the rest of us, a Friends
addict.
Yeah. Yes. Expert.
Yes.
Addict.
I actually started watching Friends at different points in my life because of each one of you, just FYI.
Aww.
So,
not me.
Hearts. Hearts and hugs.
We're gonna start with Christy M because the guys usually start with Jeff.
She's sitting in the right spot.
In Jeff's spot.
She's sitting in Jeff's spot.
Yeah. So before we get to the actual
let's talk about why we picked what we picked.
We're gonna just go over really quick what the criteria, which
it's all self-imposed criteria.
It was totally self-imposed. We don't argue like
some other people that may be on an MT Geekmore about like what makes a mountain.
None of us, you know, resemble a character from Inside Out.
No. Well, I do a little bit.
Yeah, but you're not going to get into like
No, I'm not going to get up and do a teacher walk.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, for unlike the rest of the girls, for me, Friends was there, but I was never.
It was there for you?
It was there for me.
When your rate started to pour?
But I wasn't like obsessive. And I'm really, really, really bad when it comes to remembering. Episodes.
Can't be as bad as Vanessa,
clearly.
Yeah, like I can remember watching it and stuff like that. I'm really bad at like what episode something is, especially when it comes to shows like Friends, because a lot seems to mesh together in my head.
Yes,
because it's not like if you tell me Doctor Who episodes, everything is very start to finish different formats. Like the people are the same, but they go into a different adventure. Right. Like this is a lot of the same household, the same house, the same.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me. So I actually had to binge watch a lot of Friends for the last 2 weeks.
And you enjoyed it.
I did. I realized
such
how
suffering.
Much,
such. Yeah,
I feel
suffering.
So bad for you.
Cry me.
Such
out.
Suffering.
I almost feel as bad for you as you guys feel about me having to go buy another comforter.
Yeah, seriously.
I think I feel worse for Christy.
So I actually, but I actually did realize how much I did enjoy this show and how much it did bring me joy.
Yeah, yeah. It's happy.
Yeah, like even it's when happy. I cried, I was happy about it.
I just found crumbs of something behind here and I don't know what it is.
It could have been Sophie's cookie that she was saying that she was eating.
Yeah.
Oh,
she
yeah.
had trouble for leaving crumbs.
No. Well, if this was Monica's house, you'd be eating cookies over the sink because of crummies.
Crummies.
Or my mother's house. Ask Stephanie.
Yeah. No. 100% true.
So my criteria, as I was watching them, I looked at like lists of that people had of like the popular episodes, and then I honestly looked for things that beginning to end, either the people in the episode or whatever happened in the episode that like gave me happy feels, or the guest stars or something that like I was like, you know what, I've laughed from beginning to end, and I tried to put those as my top. That was my criteria.
What was that?
No idea. We
that
just
was
heard
a weird
noise.
Sound.
Okay. Well.
So.
Yes,
that's possible. Oh, okay. There was a teddy bear that
teddy
talked.
Bear. It's a Build-A-Bear.
We are safe,
so
people.
Freaked out right now.
We are okay. There was just a Build-A-Bear that was talking. It's all good. Steph?
You should have said no.
You should have said no.
You should have said no.
There would have been a Christy-shaped
hole in the wall.
I would have been like, all right, bye-bye.
Steph, what makes your criteria?
I just want to say for the record that Friends is my favorite show of all time. Including like dramas and sitcoms, my top three are Friends, Will and Grace, and Sex and the City. But Friends is like, for me, like it's. I don't think that there's been a
What's
better.
On your boobs.
I don't know.
Boobs. More boobs.
Cinnamon roll.
More boobs.
More boobs. I saw my first Friends episode in 1995 when I was on a plane to Spain. That's all they played was like the rerun of this
and
one Friends episode.
Plane to Spain. And,
yeah, I know. I knew. I knew you were going to do that.
I thought about it. I was like, no, we did that already.
And then when Christy and I became friends, we would watch it a lot. And then it would rekindled when Vanessa and I were friends. And and as far as criteria, I just was really looking for episodes that stuck out to me, and as far as like the ones that I really love, and I've told this to people, I've probably seen every single episode of Friends. This is a generous number. Every single episode, all 10 seasons, probably at least 10 times in my life.
Yeah, me too.
And that's mm-hmm, that's being that's a conservative number.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly now because of Netflix.
Well, yeah.
Before it was TBS runs it all the time too, but now it's on Netflix, and that's what I fall asleep to every night. Mm. I can quote a lot of it.
Yeah.
A lot of it. Like, it's embarrassing how much of it I can quote. And the only other parameter that I really set for myself is that I really wanted a Thanksgiving episode. To me, the Friends Thanksgiving episodes were like super iconic. I remember sitting around with my cousins after Thanksgiving dinner, and we were all waiting for we would watch the episodes of Friends of the Thanksgiving episode of Friends together. So that was like a little bit special. But that's really the only other thing that I needed besides like just memorable moments was I wanted a Thanksgiving episode, and there's 10 really good ones to pick from. So Christy?
That's true.
No, don't ever stop drinking.
She's that drinking. While she's drinking, I'll go. So I am procrastination central over here. So I'm like, I know these episodes. And I like just changed my list like twice while somebody was talking.
You can call an audible. It's fine.
Oh, I'm going to. I didn't really give myself any rules. I just kind of went with the episodes that really like that I remembered. I kind of went with like the ones that just came off the top of my head. I did a couple nights ago with Neri. He asked to see a specific episode. So I was scrolling through the list on Netflix and I'm like, oh, that's a good one. Oh yeah, that's a good one too. And that kind of like helped me a little bit, maybe rearranged my choices. But yeah, I just kind of went with like the ones that I remember, the ones that like I really know. And yeah, that was about it. Like the ones that like I just that always come to me when I think of Friends is what I went with.
Cool. Yo, Christy.
When I was spending half of my Friday at work actually going through the list of all the Friends episodes there are, because that's what I did for 5 hours.
Sounds like a productive Friday.
Yeah, I did that too.
Listen,
I didn't do it for 5 hours, but I'd spent a good amount, like probably.
Oh, it was. I mean, it was on and off. I was doing that and
actually being productive.
No, actually, that's all. That's it. I would take breaks to go to the bathroom, but that's about it, and check Facebook. But
no, I was gonna sneeze.
Bless you.
Okay, it'll probably come back. Okay, so as I was going through the list, I noticed. I noticed that I liked, and we were discussing this before, I like certain scenes from certain episodes, but not necessarily the entire, don't get me wrong, every single episode, almost every single episode I love. But I tried to pick episodes where the entire episode for me was just like a really great scene it wasn't like I was remembering just one part of it. I was remembering the whole thing and how it all intertwined together. So that's what I kind of tried to, I guess, set as my parameter. Okay. Like it has to be the whole episode as opposed to scene.
All right. Well,
that's all.
Well, I guess we're on.
Okay, go, Christy. You're first.
Okay. Go, Christy.
You're number four.
My number four is actually a Thanksgiving episode.
Okay.
It's in the later season, and it is the one with the rumor.
Okay.
It is the Brad Pitt episode.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a really good one.
It's season 8.
It's a yummy
9.
One.
Mm-hmm. And at first...
Come on, Will, take off your shirt and tell us.
The first thing I always told you guys, like when you said, okay, this, I said the Brad Pitt episode. And yeah. I didn't remember how much I enjoyed this because I thought that I had enjoyed it because it was Brad Pitt. But then rewatching it, I remembered just how great he was in it.
You were the hermaphrodite
cheerleader from Long Island.
Everyone at my school heard about that.
That was the best line that I was just like, genius. Just genius. And then when Monica like goes, wait, that's what you guys did in your room all that time? Oh, well, that's relief. Like those moments just got to me. And then to finish the entire episode with Joey showing up in maternity pants.
Yes. Yes.
So that he could finish eating. And then when she's like, okay, I'm done. And then he's like, what's that?
It's a pie. You got pie? Hey, give me a little piece.
A piece. A little bit more. Come on, woman. It's not going to... I died. I literally realized how funny that entire episode was to me. But yeah, so that is my number four.
Cool.
Because it's a great
choice. That is a great choice.
And it did
choice.
Remind me of like better times.
Hashtag Team Jen. Oh, we're all Team Jen on this panel. I don't know how you feel.
What's Team Jen? Oh, yeah. Hello. Who isn't?
People. I know people that aren't.
People.
Crazy what? People.
Crazy sociopathic people. Next.
Okay. My number four is the one with Ross's tan. That's such a good one. It is a later episode. We were talking about this before the podcast started. Most of us pretty much agree that the earlier seasons are definitely the best ones.
Yeah.
And seasons 8 through 10, while they're not bad, but there are some in these later seasons, there are a couple of episodes that are just really, really like hidden gems and a lot of like, yes, kind of like mediocre episodes.
It's moo.
But the one with Rosas Tan is season 9. I love this episode for two reasons. The obvious plot of Ross counting Mississippis and getting sprayed.
You counted Mississippis?
How do you count to three?
One, two,
three. Damn it. He gets sprayed 4 times on 2s. He's an 8. Then he can do his own solo of Ebony and Ivory. Mm-hmm. Aside from that plot, that is also the episode with Amanda Bufamontese.
Oh, I love her.
I love her too. So one of the things that Friends did best was their guest stars. Their guest stars were incredible.
Yes. Oh my God.
The guest star for this episode was Jennifer Coolidge, who
I love her.
If people don't know who she is, she's in a lot of the Christopher Guest movies, Best in Show, Thank You for Smoking, whatever. She's also in Stifler's mom from American Pie.
Yes.
Amanda.
She was also in the short-lived Joey TV show.
And she is Bend and Snap from
She is Bend and Snap from League of
She is.
Amanda Bufamontese is a girl that lived in the apartment building when Monica and Phoebe were roommates pre-show, who moved to London and was back in New York visiting.
I'm so sorry
and
to catch you on your mobile.
Came back with a super phony British accent to where she, and so she would leave like voicemails on Monica's cell phone. Monica, darling, it's Amanda calling. I'm so sorry to catch you on your mobile.
Well, if you didn't want to catch me on my mobile, don't call me on my mobile.
The best line from that episode.
Chandler?
Yes.
Yes. I was just thinking that.
They walk into the apartment and Chandler's sitting on the couch and she's doing this like jump kick dance thing. And she goes, "Can you believe it? I've never had any professional dance training." No, but Chandler gets up and goes,
and says,
"There she goes. Chick is a real bitch, but she sure can't dance."
Don't throw up.
That was one time.
Well, it was one time.
It was one time. I'll tell that story in a different day. The one with Ross's tan is my number 4.
Yes. But that name, Amanda, that last name is.
Your name is Amanda Bufamontese. You're from Yonkers.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
Great. Amazing.
Okay. My number 4. Or am I going next?
Yeah.
Oh, fudge. Okay.
Are you making a call right now?
Yeah, shut up. Okay. The one that could have been.
Oh, that's a good
is my number 4.
This is an honorable mention for me. Both parts.
Do I have to table it? Or?
No. It's an honorable mention, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Both parts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there are several episodes that are 2-part episodes. We've decided that if it is...
Wait, is this a part episode?
Yeah. It's 2 parts. It's an hour. It was an hour long episode.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
If you want to include the whole... If you want to make both episodes counted as one, it's fine. If you want to just count one part, then it's fine too.
Cool.
So go ahead.
So I love the flashback episodes. Usually in sitcoms, I don't.
Fat Monica.
But they did it so well.
They did it so good.
Fat Monica, Rachel's old nose.
I mean, I was...
Fat Monica dances.
Oh my gosh.
Wait. I forgot. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So the one that could have been parts 1 and 2.
Correct. Yeah. So all of the flashbacks. I mean, yeah, Fat Monica, Rachel's nose, Chandler's hair.
Oh my God, Chandler's hair.
I mean... Oh my!
Oh, and the suits,
the Miami Vice suits. Oh my!
And the flock
God.
Of seagulls hair.
I mean, they do a bunch of flashbacks with the one in the prom video, the one with the one actually. I think it's in season 9 or 10. The one with the stripper. Is it the one with the stripper?
No, the one with the stripper is her. Maybe it is that one.
Yes, because that's when Monica discovers that Chandler was her first mystery guy kiss.
Yes.
And
her
Chandler
midnight
thought,
lover.
Yes. And Chandler, I'm not good at the quotes. I've seen all the episodes so many times, but I can't. I don't know. I don't have the memory.
Where Ross was her first kiss.
Yeah,
you were not my that it was first changed. Kiss ever.
Yeah.
Oh yes, you yes, were yes,
my
yes,
mystery
yes.
midnight kisser.
Yes, yes,
you
yes,
were my
yes.
first kiss with Rachel.
Yes, yes,
that was a good one.
Exactly. That was on my list too.
I thought that my bed had a pile of coats. I was the pile of coats.
But
I love when they all find out like a lot of information. Really,
yes.
We'll
yes.
get to that. We'll get to that.
I love that.
We'll get to that.
Okay. That's awesome. Table but that that's
discussion.
It.
Table that discussion. Yeah.
That's mine. Fourth.
What I like about that episode is Monica and Chandler still end up together, and that's yes. what I love about yes. that episode. I yes. also love that Phoebe is a stockbroker.
Yes.
Yes.
A chain smoking stockbroker in that episode.
With a heart attack.
With a heart attack.
I miss Joan.
Bindi.
What kind of name is Bindi?
I'm gonna call you Joan. Vanessa.
Okay, so my mine are in no particular order. So I'll just kind of, I'll pick, since she just did a flashback one, I'll do a flashback one
okay.
too. The one with the prom video.
Oh, table.
Okay. Table.
Oh, table.
Okay, table. So there's
okay.
that.
So to recap our number fours.
We have the one with the rumor, the one with Ross's
Good.
Tan,
Good.
The one that could have been parts one and two, Good. And the one with the prom video.
Christy. Your turn. Number threes.
Hello.
I don't know how we're going to come up with a final mountain.
No, I don't know, because we're totally across the board. Right now, we just got one table for the first
time. It's 10 seasons. Exactly. I don't know how
there's
we're going
to... 226 episodes, you guys.
I think when we talk about all of them, we just say what we like best.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we can just come up with our own final mountain. Whatever.
Yeah. So
Christy, you're number three.
See, I was going to do... Okay, because see, I have a number three. But I feel my number three is just too predictable, and I feel like just throwing it out there because
screw it, change it.
On Audible.
Do it.
My number three is actually going to switch, and because I was talking about this earlier, and I just can't get this out of my head. So my number three is going to switch to, and you're going to see a pattern. I like guests. My number three is the one where Monica and Richard are just friends.
Oh, okay.
Season two, the 15th, because I grew up with my mother obsessed with Tom Selleck. So Tom Selleck was always like my mom's guy. And then when he came on Friends, it was yeah. like, oh, wait,
that's he's like hot.
Mine now. So I
like
really
him too.
Yeah. And I really liked that episode just because there was one moment because there's two things going on, which made me really, really
Is
laugh.
Is that the
about
one where
that.
She catches her parents? She hears her parents.
Yes, she
sex
hears
in
her parents
bathroom.
Yes. in the bathroom. But also, when
Is
they,
it?
Yes.
It.
No, it's not actually.
No, that's the one
because
no,
they're together.
They broke up.
That's later after. No, when they first got together.
Yeah, this is the one after they broke up where they're like.
No, this is actually when they first meet and they're trying not to get together.
Oh. Like when she goes to get her eyes checked?
I thought yeah. it was the one with the rose petals on the bed.
Yeah, that's what I thought that
No, the one is season 2, episode 15. It's the one right after
Because that
prom.
One's season 3.
I feel like I need to look.
This is the one of Monica and Richard are just friends when they first meet that she goes to cater his party with Phoebe as the waitress.
Oh, yes. Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay. And the reason that
And the
that, And yeah. that that head tilt
And the,
he does
and
it
the
so
bob.
Well.
And the head bob. The oh, everybody, whenever they ask me how's it going, they all do the head tilt, and I follow back with a little bob.
I'm okay. It's
yeah.
okay.
That was number one. But number two about
Are
that.
Are you sure?
That's what?
I'm fine.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there was that B storyline.
No, Chrissy, you're wrong.
What was that episode called?
The one where Monica and Richard are just friends is after they break up when she bumps into him in the video store that she
so
has
which
the
one is
so it's the rose petal one.
That's the rose petal one, Christy was
that
right.
Was
the other Christy was right.
So what's the title of 215?
I don't know.
You're that's what it is.
Well,
the one I
we ain't gonna judge you. Sorry.
Yeah, I told you I'm not good at the names. But when they first meet and they decide that they're trying not to get together, and they end up, but the reason that episode. Jumped up onto my list is because that is when Joey and Chandler get the recliners.
No, it's because you want to ride that mustache.
Well,
you know it.
But that
Jeff, you can't get a mustache.
No, he cannot though. He is not allowed to get a mustache. He has
really?
To have a beard. No,
no. We had a whole mustache conversation. Like no, yesterday was
yeah
traumatic.
No,
traumatic.
No, Raul can't have only a mustache.
Yeah, but they want only mustaches.
Yeah, for some reason they all want porn stashes. I don't know what's going on with the boys right now.
It's isn't it no shave.
November.
Yeah, but that means no shave period.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then Neri shaved his face for Halloween, and it still hasn't grown back, and it still looks weird.
Oh, no. I hate it when Raul shaves.
That's the one.
When he shaved, literally, I just look at him, and I'm like, no.
That's how I feel.
You're not the one I picked.
Right.
Nope.
You're not the one I picked.
No.
Bring the other guy back.
No. No, I'm serious. Like, I just, I'm like, I'm not attracted to you right now.
Christy, the title of the episode is the one where Ross and Rachel, .. you know. You know.
Oh. It's that episode.
It's that episode. That's a good one, too.
That is a good
that one. Is great a, that's a great episode.
That is. I guess that might be the same episode. I have to, like, check
yeah,
this out.
Yeah, okay. I'll read you the IMDb.
When she rolls over the juice box and he tells
yeah,
him,
Monica becomes infatuated with a friend of her parents when she caters a party for him.
Oh,
Ross and Rachel
God.
Go on their first date. Joey and Chandler refuse to move when they get a new TV and two armchairs.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the one. So it's I knew the number. I just had the name wrong. But that one, that's because... Okay. Besides the fact that, like, that was going on with Monica and I had the Tom Selleck thing, the cuteness of the Ross and Rachel part of, like, that they're going to laugh and they're like, he's like, you're not laughing now. And she's like, well, this isn't funny anymore.
I know.
I love that line. But Chandler and Joey get to the point that, like,
that they're ordering pizza to Monica's apartment.
And when Monica and Richard are about to kiss in the hallway and Chandler just throws a shoe at the door, I cracked up so much at work.
No, it's not hot enough yet.
I laughed.
It's not
so,
even warm yet.
I laughed so hard at work that I was, like, embarrassed. I audibly went, like, that. I looked around and I was like, oh, I'm gonna get busted. Like, somebody's gonna.
Do you have an office or a cube? Or?
Cube.
So I was like, somebody's gonna wonder what I'm doing over here because I laughed so hard at. Because I have been that lazy person. And I've been like, I do not want to get off this couch. So that.
Oh, dude, I'm that person all the time.
You got a Cheeto on your face.
You're looking out there. But yeah, so that I have to throw that one back up there because I was.
That's a good episode.
That's a great episode. I forgot that that happened in that episode.
Yeah. Me too.
There's a lot of stuff in that one.
And yeah.
That's a good one.
I had thrown it back down because
What was your original number three?
My original is Where Everyone Finds Out.
Oh, okay.
But I figured that's going to be up there anyway. But the thing is that I threw it down to my honorable mentions because it's after the one we've just tabled.
Prom video.
Yeah, so I was like, I don't want to do back-to-back video. I don't want to do back-to-back episodes.
Yeah.
But I just, I've been sitting here looking, and I'm like, that one was way... that moment when he throws that shoe at that door, I'm done. I was just done. Like, that moment.
It's just, yeah.
It's so
hilarious.
I told you, remember, this is like reliving Friends for me. Yeah. It was this last week, because I just discovered all this stuff that I was like, that was just awesome.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Seth?
My number three is a Thanksgiving episode. This was really hard because the Thanksgiving episodes pretty much are all really, really great.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was stuck between this one and the one that ended up just going on my honorable mention, just because I wasn't going to put two Thanksgiving episodes. So this is the one where Ross got high.
Nice.
Love it.
Some of the best episodes are the ones that take place.
Oh, this is the one that you were talking about, that they find stuff out about each other.
Yes. That's why I said that we were going to talk about it. Some of my favorite episodes are where Ross and Monica get very brother and sister and just start, like, tattling on each other or just, like bringing out all the skeletons in the closet. Some of the best episodes.
It's just so good.
You just some of the best episodes.
Like, you just relate to it so much.
Well, yeah. If you
we
have
all
a brother,
have brothers.
Yeah. We all have brothers. So.
Christy, do you have a brother?
Yeah, she has
a
brother too. Yeah.
Ah, so you know.
Eating a cinnamon roll.
We all have brothers.
Yeah. So if you have a brother, you definitely relate.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I also think that some of the best episodes are the ones that just take place inside the apartment.
Yes.
And this one mostly takes place inside the apartment. And this Thanksgiving episode is unique because the guests in this Thanksgiving episode are Jack and Judy. And I think that Jack and Judy are fucking hysterical.
They so are. Perfect.
Jack and Judy are amazing.
Judy's delivery.
Yeah.
Both of them. They're flawless.
So this the premise of this episode is I think this is right after Monica and Chandler get engaged, if I'm not they've moved in together, and Monica has to break the news that, you know, she's living with a boy.
Yes.
And she doesn't want to, and she and there's kind of always this inclination that her parents never really liked Chandler, and they finally figure it out that Ross one time was smoking marijuana in his room, and his mom walked in and smelled it, and he blamed it on Chandler, that Chandler was the one smoking marijuana. Mm-hmm. So for 20 years, his parents have had this grudge against Chandler because they thought that you know, he was getting high in their room. This is also the episode with Rachel's trifle.
This is a good one.
Yes. Rachel decides, Monica always does all the Thanksgiving cooking, and Rachel decides that she wants to make something. She wants to make a traditional British trifle, which is like a dessert with like custard and lady fingers and jam or whatever. But the pages of her cookbook get stuck together, and she one side Joey is a good trifle, and the other side is shepherd's jam pie. I love shepherd's pie, but I have to imagine that this concoction is fucking awful.
Well, there was a BuzzFeed article
last year. They did it around Thanksgiving. Every year around Thanksgiving, BuzzFeed or someone will like make it and have like a video of people like eating it. And there's always the one person that's like Joey, that's like, this isn't so bad. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I hate mixing
a layer of jam, and
that would totally be me.
I don't like mixing sweet and savory, so I have to imagine that this is like fucking awful.
I love it.
No, this right. So the rapid fire in this episode is
so good.
Right, it's going back with like where Ross, you know, they start going back and forth on that, and then one of the things that Ross says is like, Hurricane Gloria didn't break the porch swing, Monica did. And what's great about this rapid fire is that everyone else gets involved in it because
I wasn't supposed to. I would be in the trifle.
I love Jacques Cousteau. I wanna go. And then Judy's response is, that was a lot of information in 30 seconds. And then she addresses everybody. She was like,
no, Joey, Rachel, you were not supposed to put beef in the trifle. It was not good.
Phoebe, I'm sorry, but I think Jacques Cousteau is dead. Joey, if you wanna go,
just go.
Chandler. He's such a good friend. Stuck with Ross through the drug years. And now you're taking on Monica.
So yeah.
The one where Ross got high.
It's a very, very good one.
Thank you.
It's a very good one.
Thank you. Christine.
Alright, so my number three is the one with the cuffs, which I don't know what season it's. I think it's from season 2 or 3 or 2 or 3. So in this episode, namely the title, Chandler gets cuffed to a office filing cabinet.
She's the one with the office job.
We're paperless society. Those things are obsolete.
They are obsolete. You're right.
They are. You are right. Computers have totally made file cabinets obsolete. You're right.
And yet, we still have them.
Where are all the file cabinets going to go?
Mm.
Are we going to melt them down and make them into something
else? It's going to be like Wall-E.
We should recycle.
Oh, oh my God, I thought the same thing.
Where have all the cowboys gone?
That song sucks. It's so bad, but it's...
But it's so good.
Oh, man.
The video is great.
I don't remember.
She's like dressed in like Marie Antoinette.
The French thing is that Versailles. I don't remember Paula Cole for that song. I remember Paula Cole for the bitch. I Don't Wanna Wait. That's not Paula Cole.
It's not?
No.
Who is it?
I don't remember, but that's not Paula Cole.
Oh, I totally thought it was Paula Cole.
Meredith.
Oh, Meredith something. Yes. Yeah, you're right.
That I'm a bitch.
All right.
No, Paula Cole is I Don't Wanna Wait for Our Love to Be Over. I want to know that Dawson's right Creek.
The cowboy one is the same chick as I'm a Bitch.
It's not. She's Paula Cole.
No, Paula Cole's not I'm a Bitch. Meredith something.
Whatever.
Google. Anyway, sorry, Christy.
Anyway, so because Chandler starts dating, to Rachel's dismay and disappointment.
I don't think that he's dating so much as just sleeping with her.
He's screwing Rachel's boss,
Joanna.
Who is a bitch.
Who's a total bitch. She ends up getting the goop thing in her eye. So
a really dull dud.
So he's sleeping
totally
with her.
Episode.
It is a different
he's
episode.
Sleeping with her, and they decide.
Joanna gets hit by a bus, so it's fine.
Yes. But it's right when
she's gonna get her promotion.
Poor Joanna.
But that's this episode. That's at the end of this episode, is it not?
No, it's not.
No.
No, that's a different episode.
No, it is, because remember she catches...
Is it?
No.
She catches it and she confronts her about it.
Different episode.
Okay, maybe... Yeah. I bow to your better knowledge.
Okay. That's why this is a hard mountain.
It really is.
This one is difficult because you forget all the amazing things that happen. So three amazing things
all
happen.
All of the mountain. All of them. Every single one.
Everything. Except for the recap episodes.
And the one... with the baby on the bus. I hate that episode.
And really? The mac and cheese episode, I hate.
I don't like the baby on the bus. I skip it.
I don't like mac and cheese. I love mac and cheese, but I don't like the robot.
Oh, mac and cheese. I was like, mac and cheese.
The robot.
Oh, you said mac and cheese, and I was thinking of the flashback episode where she's like rubbing mac and cheese.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yes. I like to take this mac and
cheese. All right. Back to my episode. Sorry. So Chandler's having freaky deaky sex with Joanna, Rachel's boss, and she has to leave for some reason.
A meeting
and,
or something.
Yeah, she has something. And because they're screwing in her office. And so she's like, I want you to stay here. And he's like, but what do you mean? And she basically handcuffs him to her chair.
But he's not wearing pants.
He's not wearing, well, because they were screwing.
Right, I know.
So he's not wearing pants.
He is not wearing pants.
And just wearing a button-down shirt. And this is one of those episodes, besides the one with the football, where you can tell that Matthew Perry was doing... not well. Like, he did not look okay. He looked very thin.
You can tell also, like, whether or not he's fat in a season.
Yes.
Because when he's thin, you can tell is when he's, like, really heavy into it and into drugs. Because, like, coke makes you skinny. We've talked about this. And then when he's a little... There's actually... You want to know what the biggest one is? You can tell which one...
The football is horrible.
The one... the biggest difference is the one with the proposal.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of one, he's really, really skinny.
Yeah.
And then he went to rehab over hiatus because he got really fat. And it's the same night.
It's the same day, yeah.
It's the same night. Like that. The end of season six and the beginning of season seven is the same night. Yeah. So it's, yeah, that's when you can really tell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I always thought the one with the football, he looks emaciated, like so skinny. Whatever, anyway.
Oh, drugs are bad.
So, this episode in that storyline, I really loved it because he does a lot of physical comedy. He gets caught. He goes from, because Rachel finds him in the office chained to the chair. And then she basically gets him to get chained to the file cabinet.
Back and forth because he wants her to unlock her, but then she's like, no, but if I unlock her, she'll know I was in
here.
She'll know
I was in here, exactly. So just the physical comedy that Matthew Perry did, and I like the back and forths that him and Jennifer Aniston have when they
There's not a lot of them.
Which is also why I like
the one with the cheesecake.
The one with the cheesecakes and the one that could have been hers and Joey. You're right.
Remember, he's a soap opera star.
You're right. Well, there's another flashback episode. I remember. You doing? Yes, with the horrible, like, the couch.
Where she looks like a Real Housewife of New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. My God. Yes. 100%. I'm from Jersey. I can say that. 100%.
I watch a lot of shows about Jersey.
So that's one storyline. Another storyline is Monica is catering a... event for her parents, and she pulls a Monica and loses her blue nail polish in the lasagna. And
I think it's a press-on nail.
Yeah.
It's a press-on nail.
I just remember her blue nails. I was like, that's so cool, the blue nail polish, because I was young and, you know, whatever, blue nail polish. That's another storyline. What else was Joey and Pentel? No.
Yes. Pen, Teller.
Pendulette. He's selling encyclopedias. And Joey's what?
Vulcanized rubber. Fox birth control.
Okay, it's an inside joke. I don't know.
Where he asks him, what do you know about vulcanized rubber? And he goes, Spock's birth control.
Right. Okay. So, yes, speaking of the V's, Penn is a guest star on the show, and he's selling encyclopedias, and Joey's like, bro, I can't.
For you millennials that don't know what an encyclopedia is.
This is where we used to get our information for all our reports.
Yes.
and we had to reference them and do bibliographies, and it was painful. Awful.
Yeah.
Painful. You'll never know the pain. And then Encarta happened.
I was gonna say, I remember Encarta specifically because of you.
Because mm-hmm. we used it for that project with the mummy head.
Yes, we did.
Oh,
we
had to do a mummy project. With that puzzle project. Thing.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay. Memories. All right. And then he can't. I'm sorry. The wine is like in my brain, so I'm like not able to.
See, that's why people don't
the
understand.
The beauty of this podcast.
That is why this podcast is
I'm sorry
great.
I don't summarize very well.
People don't understand.
When I'm kind of buzzed.
We do.
This is hard work.
You filmed me. Thank you.
So Joey can't afford the whole volume, so he picks the letter
They're
B.
$50 each, and he tells
he's
them
wearing
he's
Chandler's
like,
pants.
He's wearing Chandler's yes. pants. He goes, I'm home in the middle of the afternoon in an apartment with no furniture. You think I can afford $50 a book? Hey, a 50.
These must be Chandler's pants.
I'm going to stick with B.
I want to see how this bad
and
boy
that's
turns out.
It. I liked that episode because of the physical comedy. I liked all the storylines. I liked seeing Monica and her mother sort of have it out. And she was like, you're not supposed to use that term or whatever the fuck. And then they reconcile. And she's like, no, you know, I believe in you and whatever.
Yeah, that's a sweet moment.
It is. They have have a couple. There's one. My favorite sweet moment of theirs, I'm sorry for like whatever, is when they are. It's when the grandmother dies. Yeah. And she.
Althea.
It's like.
Althea.
Althea.
You're shooting with
Althea? You're shooting with Althea?
Table.
That's right. Good shooting.
Table.
I knew it. There was one specific episode that I did not put on my list because I knew that she was putting it as her number one.
Table.
Anyway, ooh. It's tabled. I didn't even, whatever. Okay. So there, it's the one where the grandmother dies. It's like one of the first few episodes you really see that dynamic where Monica's mother is very, you know, just like any mother is really, I mean, especially for Cuban mothers are like this 100%, but you know, always nitpicking at you and
just, yeah, I heard it too.
Okay. So you see how she kind of nitpicks at her and, you know, fixing her hair to the makeup and oh, you should start using night cream. Like, little subversive, like little jabby comments that all mothers
make. Like backhanded comments.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so good at it. And, there's one moment where, I think it's her earrings, Monica's earrings. And, her mother compliments her at the funeral of her grandmother on her earrings. And she goes, oh, I like those earrings on you. And Monica goes, no, well, they were yours. You gave them to me. Her mom goes, well, no, actually, they were they're Nana's, your grandmother's. And it was just like a sweet moment mm-hmm. where, you know, they kind of got
because their relationship is so contentious, like 90%
super,
of the time.
Super, super. So anyway, sorry I took forever.
That's
go
okay.
ahead.
That's okay.
So no. The episode was...
The one with the cuffs was what I was originally talking about.
I'm going to go
pee.
Yeah, so Vanessa, you're
good. Knock yourself out. Okay.
Do it. I don't know.
I was like, what?
pressure.
I think I'm going to go... with the one where everyone finds out. Are we good?
You're good because
it's my number three. So we can talk about it now.
Well, and I pulled
you
it off.
Your number two.
It's my number two. So we can talk about it now.
Okay.
And I pulled it off my list because I knew that it was going to make the mountain, and that seems to be the only one right now. Well, we've got two that are making the mountain.
Yeah,
right
because
now.
It's just Christy in between, so we can talk about it now.
Okay, so the one where everyone finds out.
What a great fucking episode.
It really is.
So, in doing research, this is usually placed somewhere in the top three of all the episodes. So, this is a fucking fantastic episode.
Yeah, this is the one I bounced
this
for.
This is season 5, episode 14, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, exactly right, because I have it written here.
Yes, and I just love, like... Is this the one where they see Monica and Chandler through the window?
Yeah. Through the ugly naked guy's apartment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ross has just rented out ugly naked guy's apartment.
Well, no, he was looking at it.
He was looking at it.
He hadn't gotten it yet.
Yeah, you're right.
and Monica and Phoebe see
Rachel and Phoebe.
Oh, Rachel and Phoebe, excuse me. Rachel and Phoebe see
They Monica go with Ross Chandler. To see the apartment. Yeah.
They see Monica and Chandler having sex up against the window.
Rachel already knows.
Rachel already knows, and they tell Joey.
Mm-hmm. But the moment...
No, Joey was the first one to know.
Yeah. Right, right, but they, because of the, Rachel tells Joey
No, that but Phoebe we get knows. In that apartment that jump of Ross's.
We're just so excited that you're gonna be living here,
and he's like, okay, and he just does this here. Jump that I was just like, how do you even do that?
It's so perfect.
And it's all to prevent him from looking out the window and looking
and seeing what's going on,
his best friend banging his little sister,
my best friend and my sister.
So this is I'm gonna chime in because this is my number two.
Chime in.
For me, there's two standout moments of this episode. The clear one is they don't know we know they know we know.
Oh, which, I couldn't tell them if I wanted to.
So it's Joey has a suspicion that Phoebe has already found out. And
Chandler has a suspicion.
Chandler has a suspicion. Joey has a suspicion. And then like they're just trying to hide it from each other to see like who can last the longest. And Phoebe, which is the other standout moment of this episode, where Phoebe starts to pretend that she's the one that likes Chandler, that she all of a sudden is attracted
to
Chandler.
These are my breasts.
And these are my breasts. Very nice. and
I love when he like when Joey pops open
the
her
one-handed
shirt.
Like
yeah and she's like, oh, you didn't rip off any button.
So Phoebe starts is like it's like the most awkward flirting ever. Like more than Ross trying to flirt with the pizza girl.
Oh my god.
This is just
I'm so excited. It's like we're painful. Have all the sex.
It's painful to watch.
It's painful, but it's so funny.
It's so funny. And then Phoebe's like little
place their hands.
Phoebe's like little dance. Her little dance though.
I'm gonna turn on some music. Maybe I'll dance. Dying.
All while Monica's in the bathroom listening, cleaning, and Chandler every once in a while has to go into the bathroom, and he looks around. He's like, "Did you clean up in here?"
Of course.
Rachel and Joey are on the outside of the door listening towards. Joey's giving Phoebe pointers.
Yes.
And then this is the first time that
show him your bra. He's afraid of bras.
He doesn't know. This is the first time that. Chandler like publicly declares that he
not even publicly because
I love her.
Yeah,
I love her.
Yeah,
yeah, because he said it with the turkey head.
He said it with the turkey head, but that was like a
she said it
right. No, he does. He's said, like, "Oh my god, you're so great. I love you." And, like, and then she just didn't know what to do. So, but that's like I've been in that situation where it's like a new relationship and like you accidentally say it and you're like, "That's not the real."
It happened with me and Ronald.
You know, yeah. Okay, but I love you, and you're like.
Oh, I love you.
Oh,
but she says it back. Like it's like,
right. Well, she didn't say I love you back in the turkey head.
No, well, so heads up a dead animal's ass.
That's a moment that you want to remember as the first time you said I love you when you have your head up a dead turkey's ass. Fabulous, Vanessa.
Well, that's the line. That is the line.
So good choice, Vanessa. It's my choice too.
Thanks.
That was up there, and it would have. So it would have been a trifecta.
Well, it made the mountain. It's on the mountain.
It's on the mountain.
I knew it was going to be, so I was like, no. I can pop it out.
Two of mine, so far, two of mine are on the mountain.
Just because I wanted...
Ooh, Vanessa's halfway to a perfect mountain.
Okay, so we're back to me?
Yes.
I don't even have an anthill. I'm just here.
It's all time.
I figure. I honestly, that's what
okay.
I thought.
You're bringing obscure episodes that I forgot about. Yeah. So it's
that,
fine.
That's what I wanted to do.
Well, one of my episodes is the one that she hates.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
the one with the football. I love that episode.
No, I love that episode. Oh, so I just think like Chandler looks
sick. He looks, yes,
he looks,
I agree.
Sickly.
Okay.
Matthew Christy? Perry, rather.
Well, you can chime in now because my number two is the one with the prom video.
He's his lobster.
This is an honorable mention for me just because I knew it was, for the same reason, I knew it was going to make the mountain.
Yes.
So I didn't want to take up the space with, because I have two other episodes that I really love. So I wanted to, because if I would have put this, like the one with Ross's tan would have been cut out.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That was my thing.
And that's a great fucking episode.
That is a great episode.
The thing with this one, with the prom video, is like, it not only gives us,
the beginning.
It's a flashback. It's a flashback. Which we've said anytime we see them in the 80s,
we get the fucking seagulls, people.
Yes.
We get Mr. Cotter.
It's, I mean, not the first, we get the Cotter. Mr. Cotter outfit. And then we get that
Donkey Lives from Salute Your Shorts is in this episode.
Yes! With, I hate Chip.
I'm gonna kick Chip's ass.
Is he like, is he really trying to bang Monica? Like, that's yes. awesome.
Go Monica.
Right?
Go Manana. Go Manana.
I'm Manana.
And it was just so cute. Like, come on.
It was so, and I like when Rachel shows up at Monica's house and they hug and she's like, I got Mayo on your shoulder.
She goes, Rachel's old nose is in this video.
Yes.
The great joke is
that's what they used to cover.
Yeah, Monica's. So Monica's parents bring over a box of like all this old crap,
all of her stuff,
and she pulls out her bathing suit, which Monica, again, we've discussed, Monica was fat when she was a teenager.
She was overweight.
Yeah. So, but they call her Fat Monica, and they bring out her bathing suit, and Chandler asks if that's what they used to cover Connecticut
when it rains.
So then when he sees Rachel's old nose in the video, he goes, no, I was wrong. That's what they used to cover.
And there's, we were talking about Judy's delivery. God.
Yes.
Oh, man. When she walks into the apartment and she tells him, oh, because we're going to convert your room into a gym. And she goes, well, why don't you convert Ross? There's just so many
plaques and
boards, and we didn't want to disturb them all.
Oh, God forbid.
That, like, both of them just deadpan.
So this is why I relate to Monica a little bit more. I'm definitely more of a Rachel like esque person, but in as far
really?
As like my parents' worship, my mother's worship of my brother is just like we've talked about this before.
How long mine it. Too.
Tell oh, it's like it. The your mom's. If you have a brother, your moms tend to like put your brother up on a pedestal or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I get it. It's like, oh, you don't want to. You don't want to touch. Preach. You don't want to touch Mikey's stuff. But you know, my stuff is. You know,
whatever.
Yeah, it's fine. Mm. Whatever.
Sensitive stuff.
The other great joke in this episode is when they first see Monica, which I don't think we had. I think this is the first time we see Fat Monica, right?
Yeah, it is the first time we see Fat Monica.
Yeah.
Because early on.
So Chandler asks, like, what happened? Like, who is
this? Camera adds 10 pounds.
Okay, so how many cameras are actually on you?
So, oh my God.
That's a great fucking episode.
You did that for
I'm
me?
Working on my music. When he's just sitting there on the steps.
Yeah.
Oh my God. His music. No, his muzak.
Yes.
I think that might be on Dave's Mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, great fucking episode.
Yeah, so that's my
good
that's
pick, guys.
It is a great
that's
pick.
My number two.
Oh, no, and that but that's also the episode where we get
he's her lobster.
Lobster. Lobster's in the tank.
holding the claws. The claws.
And I think it's Joey. I think it's Joey or Monica that when they're at Central Park and she says it, he goes, No, wait, she's going somewhere with this.
Oh, it's Chandler, I think.
I don't know if it's somebody, but like that.
Oh, she's going somewhere. Oh, yeah,
she's
Chandler.
Going somewhere with this. And I was like,
I need to say the line.
Yeah,
it's Chandler. I have to live the line, and
confirmed.
I can tell you.
But like, yeah, because like that delivery of just like, no. Let it happen.
Yep.
This is going to be good.
Yeah. Yep.
I like that.
Great.
Yes. Okay. Steph, number
my
two?
Number two is the one where everybody finds out. So,
all right.
We're good. We talked about this.
All right. Yes. My number two. The things that my top two episodes have in common is that they are, they involve only the six, and they involve only the.
I
six
know what your number
in the
one
apartments.
Is.
So my number two is the one, the morning after. This happens when the producers decided to break our hearts for the first time,
oh, or
whatever.
No,
and it's.
No, don't do it.
It's when Ross and Rachel. Okay, relax. Ross and Rachel break up for the first time.
This is where we were on a break. Still the best debate in the world.
Yes. Basically what happened.
If you
was,
ask Mary. Ross was not wrong because they were on a break.
That's because he's
it's the best. That's what I'm saying. This is still a debatable.
It's a good debate.
Right.
And
well, if you ask Neri, it's not up for debate. It's fact. They were on.
You ask Neri anything. Nothing's up for debate.
This is very true.
It's true. Okay, so.
Your phone?
Oh my God.
I thought it was your glass. I was like, no.
No, I got to hold it.
Not the wine. Not the $400 phone, but the wine.
I don't spill wine. Oh, I don't drop wine. I drop phone.
It's a children.
And Vanessa's broken.
Okay. So. Okay. In this episode, in the previous episode, and this is sort of a two-parter without being a two-parter. It's the second part.
It's like a cliffhanger.
It's a cliffhanger. Yeah. Well, it's the resolution of the cliffhanger before it. So Ross and Rachel get in a fight. Because she's working too much.
She's a park
They can't
ranger?
See each other. He thinks that Mark, a coworker of hers, is coming on to her.
Is that, he's like, is this about
There's
Mark?
There's a whole thing. Yeah. Oh, this is about Mark. Whatever. So.
Well, Mark coming over to her apartment was.
Yeah.
Big no-no.
That, yeah. That, no, and he was into her. He was definitely was. Well, obviously. But. So she says, okay, well, you know, while they're fighting, she goes, okay, well, maybe we need to take a break. He's like, no, you're right. Let's go take a break. Let's go have some ice cream or something. Like, he thinks she's saying, like, let's
take a break from
take a break
fighting.
From yeah. this
Pulling
conversation.
The Lily and Marshall
and she's
pause.
Like, no. Like, from us. And then this is the previous episode, by the way. I'm like summarizing for
Well,
anybody.
Yeah, because we have to. Yeah. We have to put two and two together.
I think so. I agree. But if anyone's gotten this far in the episode, they probably know the story. But you know what? Fuck
Fair
it.
Fair point.
We are having a conversation.
I think so. There's so much wine in my brain. you guys are sharing a bottle. I am not
well, you don't
sharing
have to finish it.
No one's making you drink your whole thing.
But it's so good.
You said it at and the beginning that you could drink the whole bottle. Nobody is twisting your arm.
It's good.
In our defense, we're on bottle number two.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, and remember, three of us drinking it.
Remember, there's also 10 episodes of this.
Yeah.
We're pros at this point.
You're right.
Tolerance is built.
We've built up our tolerance over the last...
I'm a virgin. I'm popping
we
my
We need
cherry.
To get to the point where we're each drinking a whole bottle each.
That's a good goal.
That I basically happened last Sunday.
Yeah.
And we know how that
we
ended.
Well, no, because you guys started without me.
Well, you should have gotten there sooner.
Listen, she got there early. That is not my fault.
We ended up in the grass.
We ended up in the grass taking lie down selfies.
Nice.
That's pretty interesting.
I love that sounds
guys.
Nice.
It was. I love it.
All right. So anyway, they decide. She says, "Let's take a break." So he is like distraught. She's
at the club.
Sad.
He goes to the bar.
He goes to the bar with the guys.
Stupid man.
Finds the hot Xerox girl,
Chloe.
She
does not get a name, Vanessa.
Well, that is her.
That's her name.
She does not get a name right
but
now.
She does have a name.
We don't like her either.
Okay. Well,
and
we are teen Rachel.
Yes,
always.
And he basically sleeps with her, and that's the.
He didn't basically sleep with her. He slept with her.
And when he I don't know when exactly the cliffhanger happened. Oh no! Yeah. Okay, he wakes up. The next morning with her in his bed.
She was in the bathroom and he was in bed. And
well,
then
she was in his apartment.
Yeah.
Right. Whatever. So, and then Rachel wants to reconcile. So she like goes
no,
over
she,
to see
She had
him.
Left a voicemail saying yes. that she was coming to see him before work in the morning.
I was just about, trying to fast forward.
I'm sorry.
So she comes over. So she comes over to reconcile. The Xerox girl is still in the apartment hiding behind the door. He's like, Rachel, you know, like trying
you
to
are
whatever.
On time.
So they agree. You are on time. Yeah. So they kind of agree to like meet up or whatever a little
Try
later.
Again.
And he runs around the city. Runs
because
around
Joey
the
tells him you have to follow the trail.
Yes.
Correct.
So you have to follow.
He has to cover his ass.
Yeah. To follow the trail of information from getting to Rachel.
Right,
Rachel.
Exactly. Rachel. The fact that he cheated.
Like Sophie. Sophie wants to be a Sheeta next Halloween. Oh. A Sheeta.
Oh.
She's been saying it all day.
She's so Miami.
She really is. She's like, Mommy, on Halloween, I'm going to be a Sheeta.
Oh my God.
Does she sit in a chair?
No, she's like, I'm gonna sit in a chair. I don't know why it's all of a sudden Sheeta. No. I don't know, but it's hysterical.
Yeah, don't correct it.
I'm not.
It's gonna. Interesting.
It's cute.
Yeah,
you keep on saying Sheeta, baby girl.
I haven't even gotten to my episode. So anyway, fuck, where was I? He's running around following the trail, trying to prevent Rachel from finding out that he slept with a cop.
And the trail leads to the worst person, of course.
Leads to Gunther.
Gunther who's in love loves with Rachel.
Gunther.
And of course, hates Ross.
Gunther's like, oh, I wasn't supposed to say anything? Like, and he turns around and Rachel's there and she had just found out. And so that's the cliffhanger. And they go back to the apartment. And Monica and Phoebe were trying out
like wax. an at-home wax. We're gonna have to eat
wax. Scene. So they were in her bedroom trying that out, and it hurt a lot. So they were screaming. So the boys across the hall were like, "What the fuck? We have to go over and see what's happening." And they ran over and they were like, "What happened?" They had like pots and pans and shit in their hands, like trying to beat somebody up kind of thing. And they were like, oh no, it's just the wax, whatever. And they start trying to explain it. And while the four of them are in Monica's bedroom, Ross and Rachel come into the apartment fighting. And they don't notice that the four of them are in the room. And they basically
and
the
fight spans hours like overnight.
So the four of them have to stay in her bedroom because they don't want to reveal that they're in there
and listening,
but and listening and commenting. And it was interesting because
he has sex and we get hit in our heads.
Yeah. It was interesting because it was just the six of them. They were in the apartment. I mean, they were sort of in two different places, but at the same time they were reacting to the same sort of actions. So yes. I just, whenever it's just the six of them in a small area, I think they're hilarious together.
Yeah,
they're just fantastic.
They really are.
And that's good. That's the main reason why I picked this episode as my number two.
It is as much as that episode
I'm
breaks my
sorry
heart.
Sorry for
yeah,
taking
it's so
like
sad.
20. Oh no, that episode, it just hurts. Because yeah, it's just, you feel, you've been there.
Yeah.
You know, you
but not only
feel
that, but
it.
Like their emotions, like the way they acted it
yes.
out.
Yes.
Like there was a real pain there.
Yes.
And it was like, how could I not be with you?
Yeah.
And she was like, no, you can't just kiss me and make it
no,
better.
It's just like the range yes. of emotion throughout the episode, because yeah. they go from like really, really upset, and then they're like joking around, and then they're exhausted.
And then order a pizza.
And then they order a pizza, and then you have
anchovies, just chop it up
to
put it right there in the sauce.
But there has to come a point where you have to like stop,
let go.
Yeah,
you have to let go. Yeah. And that's when shit gets real.
Yeah
you know,
that's a hard episode, but
that is a hard episode,
but they did it so well.
Yeah.
Because they put the comedy into it by having the four listening.
Yeah.
And the boys saying, well, you know, he has a point. And the girls were like, excuse me, no, he cheated, that kind of, you know.
Yeah.
the argument that
the girls
everybody
against
has
boys kind of thing. Yeah,
yeah.
So I'm gonna say something a little controversial.
Of course you
I
are.
Don't think that Ross technically really doesn't cheat.
I agree.
But I would be livid.
Yeah.
If not even,
because it wasn't even like 12 hours.
Like the body's not even cold yet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
And the first thing you do is run off and you know, have sex with the Hot Xerox girl. So yeah, were they on a break? Yeah, they kind of were. But it doesn't matter because no. like it's like if you like it's like you literally walked out the door, went to the club, and within what, 2 hours probably?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
We're like, banging somebody else when you were banging her last night. So
this actually happened. If you ever watch on Netflix the Ranch. It's a new show with Ashton Kutcher.
Oh,
and
I've
Dan
seen
Ashton.
A few episodes here and there, yeah.
Well, there's a spoiler alert. He gives this, like, tell this girl, I want to be with you.
I saw these episodes, yeah.
Yeah, and she's like, you know, it's hard. I'm, you know, with somebody. I need to get, you know, get through this. And he's like, you know, I love you. I want to be with you. This whole thing. And then finally one day he's just like, that's it. If you're not, you know, if you're not taking this seriously, you're not going to come. You're not going to be with me. I'm just moving on. I'm just going to, I'm over this. I'm not going to do this anymore. And then that night he goes and hooks up with an ex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The next morning she shows up and she's like, she's livid.
Yeah.
Because it's not about the break.
No.
It's about how quickly.
It's about how quickly do you move
rebound,
on? Yeah.
Right?
It's like, how much do I really mean to you if you're sitting here and you're fighting with me for 12 hours, however the fuck long it takes, whatever? How much do I really mean to you if the second you're off
you're
the
done.
Hook, so
yeah.
to say, you know, you're putting your dick somewhere else?
Yeah.
So, and Rachel, that's supposedly yeah. like he's been in love with since the ninth grade
yeah, yeah.
or whatever. So
not cool, Ross.
No, Ross.
Not
cool. I mean, we forgive you because she got off the plane, but whatever.
Did she get off the plane? Oh my! I still.
Oh God! Still I cried. Still. I cried.
12 years later, I still every time.
That
every time.
Moment. I got off the plane.
Okay, do we want to do?
Wait, listen. I haven't done my number two.
Oh, you haven't done your number two. You're right. No, just kidding. I'm sorry.
I have not done my number two.
I'm so sorry.
That sounded dirty. Okay. My number two is the Boop. One with the football, because that is my Thanksgiving episode.
Table. It's a great.
Anybody needs a table?
Anybody nope. need a table?
Okay.
I love watching the brother-sister competitiveness.
The Geller Cup.
The Geller. Oh, my.
That's a fucking troll on a 2x4.
Troll on a 2x4.
We're not allowed to play football.
Okay, we got to pick captains. We're going to bunny up.
Bunny! And on the rest of the four of them are just like, what the fuck is wrong with you people?
Because this is early on, and this is when you really start to see how fucking weird Monica and Ross really are.
Yeah,
I have to tell you something. And you guys... You know her more than the other two girls. David and his sister are Monica and Ross.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
That's awesome.
Are Monica and Ross. And I mean this in like the most loving and complimentary way possible, but they really are. Like there are certain things that you'll bring up and they both get like a look on their face. It's like, oh no, we're not supposed to be doing that. You know, like their dynamic, their personalities, like they're very, very, they are. And David has another brother and another sister, but because these two are Irish twins, they're 17 or 18 months apart. They are Monica and Ross.
Yes.
They grew up together.
Yeah.
But
because the other ones, there's like a big age difference between the other two. So.
The Geller Cup when she's like trying to convince him to play. And then like when she pulls it out, he's like, the Geller Cup.
But mom threw it in the freezer.
I swam in and fished it out. Like, oh my God. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
It was just like the icing on the cake of that episode.
All that matters is the Dutch girl picked me.
The Dutch girl picked me.
Holland loves Chandler. Joey, where are the Netherlands?
That's where Peter Pan is.
That's a fictional land.
Where Peter Pan and Captain Hook live.
Oh, Rachel, you go long. Oh, no, I can't. Like, that episode, it's just so much fun. Like,
it is.
It's so much fun. Like, they're outside. They're playing football. So much physical comedy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're fantastic.
I love when like
physical comedy.
They switch when Rachel and Chandler switch teams, and then it's like the girls against the boys.
Yes,
like, we have to play like girls, and Phoebe flashes.
Yes,
Joey. Oh my God! Like that whole montage.
Yes, so fantastic
great.
Montage.
It's so great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, such a good,
awesome.
Such a great episode. And then like the little side story with Joey and Chandler both trying to flirt with the Dutch girl.
Yeah.
It's just such a good episode.
It's a great pick. Good pick.
It really is. And then when they're like, should we tell them to like come up and eat? And Monica and Ross are still like fighting over the ball.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look, it's snowing. It's my ball. Perfect. It's perfect. Yeah. It's such a good episode.
Yeah.
It really is. Very entertaining.
Good pick, Vanessa.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, so we want to do listener pick or not listen? Yeah, I guess listener picks.
You guys, I'm gonna go home and watch Friends for the millionth time. But
of course.
Do you know that I recently discovered, probably about like a year and a half ago, I discovered that there was an episode that I hadn't seen before.
That's happened to me.
Yeah, that's happened.
It was only one, and it's the last Thanksgiving episode of season 10, and it's the one where everyone's late.
You hadn't seen
it? I hadn't seen it.
The one with the heads poking out?
Yeah, and I had no fucking clue that Emma was in a beauty pageant. I heard it from the bathroom because I was getting ready or something, that I heard it from the bathroom and I was like, the fuck episode is this? So I walked out and I'm like, Pip, there's a Friends episode I haven't seen. And he walks in and he's like, you've never seen this one? I'm like, no.
That's Alicia May Emery's
outfit.
It's
weird.
I love that Joey
it's weird
has
because
toys. I love that he has little kid toys, that he has the Hugsy, my bedtime penguin pal, and Alicia May Emery, his Cabbage Patch Kid. I love that about Joey.
I do too. Feel like, and I was watching that episode, and I feel like I remember parts of it, but I guess I didn't sit down and watch the whole thing, or I had like a blackout.
You
I don't know.
Or something.
Because I feel like the last season, I watched all of it. I mean, I was
That's
in high
the
school.
The episode where they get the call that they are getting a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So like, at I remember that yes. part, like the end part of that.
But she's like, I don't care. Like, I don't care that you guys missed dinner. I don't care that you messed it up.
Right.
Like,
we're that's something they do a few times throughout the series. And you'll probably bring it up when you're number one. But when they're at, they're all fighting at each other yeah. and there's all this crap that they're and then something happens to one of them.
Yes.
That's great.
Oh, no.
And they all stop on a, yeah, they all stop on a dime and they're there it's for just, each other. Yes.
Yeah.
They I really think that's beautiful about
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys, they are such
good. They are such good friends.
So cute.
That shit does not happen in real life.
It really doesn't.
Ever.
Wait.
We got a comment on our live video.
Yes!
Katie Hertzenberg.
Oh my god, we don't know her.
We don't know her.
It's somebody we don't know and not related to.
Yes,
that is so funny. We freak out.
We really do freak out. I love getting I comments. Freak out she too. Says, love, all in capital letters, the podcast with 3 exclamation points and 4 red hearts.
Well, Katie, love we love it. You.
We love you too.
Kissy, kissy emoji, and kissy 4 emoji. 4
red hearts. Thanks for listening, Katie.
Awesome.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
Aww.
We really are. Okay. That's the funny part.
It really it makes me so happy. It's the little things, guys.
No, it really does.
The little things. Oh, hi, Katie. Wait, I want to like see where you are.
Where's she from?
I don't know. Let's see if her thing says. She is in Texas.
Oh, nice.
Howdy. Because I'm going to
you're
going to
be that douche.
I'm going to be that douche. Howdy, Katie. Hey, y'all.
No. Oh, God.
Stop. Please stop it.
Stop now.
It's the wine. It's the wine.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
The wine.
Yeah, sure.
I screenshotted our listener picks.
Thank you, because then, I was looking for the next.
Yeah, and then we can go into our honorable mentions.
Yeah.
And I think we're okay, because I was reading over them again, and I think we're pretty okay unless somebody throws an audible at me.
No.
Yeah.
I'm good.
So, Missy.
Hey, Missy.
Missy's so excited about this episode. She cannot wait for it to air, she was telling me.
Yeah, she gave us her number 4 is Ross's tan. Number 3 is Ross Gets High. Number 2 is one that we haven't actually mentioned at all.
Which is?
The one with the embryos.
The one with the embryos.
That's table. Because
that's
it's
a good one.
Table.
Stuff's table, yeah.
Table.
And then the one where no one is ready.
God damn it, Missy! What the hell?
Table.
Table.
Table and move on.
Say table. Table and move on. And then David also gave us something we're not allowed to say. Then he gave us prom video and... another one I'm allowed to say.
You're allowed to say it. It's fine.
Oh, and then the one with two parts. What's
the
that?
One with two parts. Oh, he told me. Fuck.
Is that the one with the football and the... No.
It's early. No. It's season it's 1, early. He says.
Or, no, the one with where Marcel is the...
Yes.
The monkey and, yes. and Van... Yes. What's his face?
Yes, yes, yes.
Van Damme. Claude Van Damme.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. That is a fantastic...
That is the one with two parts.
That's the fantastic episode.
Yeah, he said that if we weren't allowing two-part episodes, that he would switch it out with the one with George Stephanopoulos, but that's an honorable mention.
Oh, that's a good one.
Dave has a lot of early ones. Dave's a really big fan of season 1 and 2.
I am, too.
But those are fantastic seasons. Yeah. Like, they really are...
freaking amazing.
There's every episode in like season 1 and 2. Like, there's so
yeah,
like I cannot think of an episode that I did not like from those seasons.
Well, there's one that I don't like in that, in, I think season 2, the baby on the bus. That's season 2.
Why do you like that?
I don't know, it's just I find it so boring. I don't know,
I find the Claude Van Damme 2-part one boring.
Yeah, I don't think it's that great. But you know, boring. Whatever. I mean, it's you know.
But I love when Monica and Rachel are fighting. They're fighting over Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, like I mean they're both gorgeous and they could, but like as a real life human being, like
an actor,
going after an actor, like, you know, whatever.
Whatevs.
And then Neri gave us a proposal.
The one where Chandler proposes. Yeah,
Chandler in a box.
Oh, that was my honorable mention.
Mm-hmm. A book of refrigerator.
The one with Joey's fridge.
Yeah, and he says the lobster, but I know that's the prom video.
That's the prom video.
That's the prom video.
He also says that the prom video should be everybody's number one. They should be like a unanimous number one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you think of iconic Friends episodes, yeah, like, yes, that's like that is
the
one.
Moment. Well, where yes, Ross
and I agree with you, which is why
Ross
it's on my mountain. Wait, well, that's why I didn't put it on though, because I knew it was going to make it. So
exactly.
I didn't want to take up a space that I could have saved for an episode that I really loved that I knew wasn't going to get talked about otherwise.
Right.
So.
Yeah, which is what I did with Everyone Finds Out. Yeah. I knew that was going to be on the mountain, so yeah. I put in my Tom Selleck And then Raul gave us one night, which I had to ask for clarification.
The free
on.
Porn.
Oh.
Yeah, where the they get porn. Free porn.
The one where they with the free porn, yeah.
Yeah, Chandler in a Box. The one at Ross's ex's wedding, so at Carol's wedding.
The one with the lesbian wedding.
Lesbian wedding.
And that's a good one, too. That is like, a good this one. This shows a lot of Ross's character.
That does show a lot of Ross's character. And for Dave hates Ross as much as he's like super similar to him. But he hates Ross. He says he really likes Ross in the early seasons, but then that's just Ross.
Yeah, he gets a little cartoony towards the end.
I agree with that.
I think when you're on a show for 10 years, everybody starts to get cartoony after a while. You know, like.
Yeah, good point.
So, you know, whatever.
Yeah, and Ross threw in at the last one, the last episode.
The last one?
Yeah. And then he made a comment that he doesn't know much about Friends, but he'll definitely sing us the Gilmore Girls theme song.
That's because I am a Gilmore Girls addict, and he has no choice.
I hate Gilmore.
It is a condition of living with me. Sing.
That's how surprised he put a ring on it. Yeah.
And then Patty's?
Patty's list is the one where everyone finds out.
Okay.
Then the Thanksgiving where Joey gets his head stuck in the turkey.
That's the one with all the Thanksgivings.
Yeah. Monica with the braids.
That's the one in Barbados part two.
Oh, that's on my honorable mention. That's
and a good one. Pivot.
Pivot is the Table. One with the cop.
Pivot!
And then we got a one shot
on Instagram,
which was the one with Unagi.
Yes.
Oh, that's on my honorable mention.
That's a
really good
one. That's a great one.
That's a great episode.
Salmon skin roll. So
with that one.
Why is Ross attacking those women?
It is a great episode. Do you know that I tried Unagi because of that?
Yeah.
And Unagi's actually really, really good.
Yeah, eel is really good.
Because it's like
that's my favorite
eel. It's like delicious.
It's actually. Very good.
Interesting.
Eel sauce is also
if you've never had Unagi, good. Try it.
Yeah, really agreed. Yeah. Eel and is delicious.
Do we want to give our honorable mentions?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. That's what the boys do.
Yeah. So my honorable mentions... Well, since I the one where everybody finds out, I moved it down right. to my honorable mention. I honestly love the one with Ross's sandwich.
My sandwich! That's supposed to be like the turning point for Ross in the series. There's a lot of fan theories out there. There's one in particular that says that like Ross had such a hard mental breakdown that like his custody of Ben was removed from him because you don't see Ben for a really long time afterwards. So
never thought about that.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, that's a popular fan. The other popular fan theory is that Phoebe imagined the whole thing because she was like a crazy homeless person and like.
All right, let's not get lost.
That's a little too much.
Yeah,
let's
yeah.
not get like.
But
lost.
Yeah, there is a fan theory that like Ross like spun so far off the deep end that he even like lost custody of Ben. I just think it was lazy writing. They fucking forgot about Ben. But you know.
Same thing with where the hell is Emma at the end?
Right.
Yeah.
Like mom's about Emma. To get on a plane.
Well, they do.
They mention her mom's going to bring her later.
Yeah. But
Emma does disappear for
I think her last appearance is the late Thanksgiving.
Probably. I think that is the one.
But and she's already older.
Kids are inconvenient sometimes for those shows.
Yeah,
they are. They're hard to. They're as actors. Yeah, they're.
Yeah.
And they have certain hours. And,
but yeah, and then the other thing with that episode, I die laughing at. I'm Joey. I'm disgusting.
I leave underwear
and I eat chicken and
I look at the pictures. I leave underwear in people's apartments.
Died. No, died.
But still
that
covering for Monica and Chandler.
Say like. Because Monica,
I'm
like,
Monica.
Yeah, I'm Monica.
I'm Monica. I'm disgusting. I have sex with men and keep their underpants.
Those lines.
But I love that she says underpants. Like I don't know why. Like
nobody uses underwear.
She says underpants, and it just gets me every single time.
Have you ever had a moist maker sandwich though? Have you ever made it after Thanksgiving?
No, but that's
do it this year. It's fucking delicious. We did it last year, and it's really really good.
It is. I've had that.
Fair.
Yeah, and then I had all the Thanksgivings, the proposal.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually like the hypnosis tapes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, the cigarette.
You are a smart, strong, confident woman that doesn't need to smoke.
And I love it. And that show, that episode brings in three of my favorite people, which is Jon Favreau, the guy that tries to date.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes,
and
yes,
then.
Yes.
Deborah Jo Rump from 70s show that is Giovanni Barbisi from his brothers soon to be wife
right.
And I just love whenever Giovanni Barbisi shows up
he's
fantastic.
Frank
fantastic
Jr.
Fantastic. So great.
Do you know that he appears on like a in season
earlier.
One episode
yes.
where he's just
Christina a condom. Yeah. I got it
he throws a condom in her guitar box
yeah.
I remember like after going back and I saw that I was like
Yes. That's him.
Yeah.
That's
well, him. They said that, like, I've watched the DVDs with the comment. This is a
me too.
Psycho.
No. I've watched I have the DVDs too. I know with the backstory, commentaries. Yeah.
And they said that, like, he just, they loved him so much from that one episode that they brought him on to be Frank later.
I love him so much.
But I loved thinking that that was her brother.
No.
Even though, like,
and they just didn't know.
Right.
But it was her brother, and they had that little tiny interaction. Yeah. I'm like, that's so perfect. Like, it's just so, like, like when Phoebe mugs Ross, like we have this connection.
You need a backpack that says Geology Rocks,
because that's how life is.
Right.
She just had like that teeny,
like how Jeff and I should have met 15 years ago, probably.
Exactly.
How your dad was in the background of pictures of me and my son, and I'm just like, oh, he was there. Okay,
exactly.
Okay, so those are my honorable mentions.
My honorable mentions are Chandler in a Box again with the rapid fire, because that's. Yeah. Call me. That's the Thanksgiving where Monica invites Richard's son over. It's Michael Vartan from Alias,
and from Alias, from just hotness.
And she goes, you know, and everybody's giving her all this grief for bringing him in. It's all like incestuous or whatever. And she goes, well, judge me if you want, but married a gay ice dancer, left a man at the altar, married a lesbian, threw a girl's wooden leg in a fire, live in a box.
That section right there, because that was up there. That's the best.
And she has an eye patch.
And she has an eye patch
the whole time she's saying that.
Yeah.
But let's discuss what was going on with her hair at that season.
She had to cut it for something. She did a movie like in the hiatus or something. I can't remember what it was for. But she did. She had to do a movie where she had to cut her hair, and it wasn't Ace Ventura, because Ace Ventura was like,
she had okay hair for Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
Well, and then they also had an episode where Phoebe cut her hair.
But I think that was
like the motivation for like having. Because she wears a wig at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah. Oh yeah, bad one. Bad one.
Awful.
Yeah. It was just not.
So Chandler in the Box, prom video, No One's Ready. Could have been, and the last one. I actually thought the last one was going to be On the Mountain, to be honest.
The last one is an honorable mention for me too. It's great because it's the last one, but it's emotional.
Yes.
It's more emotional than funny.
I forgot that Anna Faris is the freaking mom.
She's the adopted mom. That was like her first role. That's the first thing I ever.
These stomach aches.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I also thought that she was a lot older. Like that character was a lot older than she was supposed to be. She was supposed to be like 18 or something like that. So, but I mean that is the satisfying moment for anybody that had watched the show for years. Was
just watching everything.
Not even that. Was like Ross and Rachel finally figured their shit out. And it took Rachel having to move literally across the world for them to like fucking like
realize that
just
they
realize
to
that
together.
Like they d- they wanted to
but
be
they
again.
Came so close so many times
and like right after,
especially in the last season,
like, in the last season, and like right after Emma was born. And it was the fact that Emma even happened and they didn't get together, you know.
Well, had Joey not proposed,
well, yeah.
Yeah, well,
so those are my honorable mentions. I have other ones that I, you know, like I love the one where Joey speaks French.
Oh,
that is, and that's later. That's like the third to last or fourth to last
episode.
That's really late in season 10.
Like, you're not speaking French.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's such a fucking great episode, because she's literally saying, je m'appelle Clan, je de blip bleu.
Je de blip bleu.
Sounds the same. I don't know what you're talking about.
I learned it. I have. Oh, I can't. No, I just that
episode. Je vie blue.
Ma poo. Poo.
Oh, de poof.
Okay.
He just says syllables.
Yeah,
he's just syllables.
So she has to go into the audition and tell the casting director that he's retarded.
That he's my brother. And then she says it in French too.
She does.
And so I love when the casting director speaks, like, good job, little buddy.
Phoebe speaks fluent French and fluent Italian.
I love the episode where she speaks Italian to Joey's grandmother.
Yeah.
There is nothing Phoebe can't do.
Yeah.
Phoebe is the shit.
Also, the last one brings back like the chicken, the duck.
Yeah.
Which, you know,
brings back the chicken.
And it's
the
destruction of the foosball table, which was like a staple in Joey and Chandler's apartment.
Yeah.
The
last one is on my honorable mentions.
Yeah.
Christy, honorable mentions.
All right. The one with Chandler in a box, because.
Man, that got so many honorable mentions. I feel like it should be on the mountain.
Really?
It's, I mean,
The thing is, it's a great Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah.
It's a great episode with, again, physical comedy because he's in a freaking box. Like, the little peephole.
The little finger.
Hi. You know? And you really see also, like,
that's also the episode where Ross and Rachel have are, like, recently broken up. And
yeah,
he keeps, like, talking about how, like, she doesn't care. Everything. She returns everything and she, like, she doesn't care, which I return everything too, but, like, I got it for something it's useful.
Uh-huh.
What did you get?
Okay, Rachel.
And then she takes out, like, the shoebox full of shit that actually means stuff to her. Yeah. Like, you know, so.
But the best
this is a bone.
It's like, we've been looking for that.
You're really not supposed to take those.
That's good.
So that episode, it's one of my favorite Thanksgiving ones. The one in Barbados, part two. Because
is that the one with the ping pong game?
The one with the ping pong game.
And the jumping
the one
back
with
and
the
forth.
Wall. Yeah. Where Joey
see, I can't do the Barbados ones or like any of those episodes because I fucking hate
Joey and Rachel. I understand.
I get why they did it.
I think it's sweet.
I'm glad it was short lived.
They couldn't do it.
Yeah, I mean,
I will tell you, there is something about the episode when they go on the date
and Gary
when like Joey takes pregnant? Her when she's pregnant and Joey takes her out on the on that last date.
It also shows more of Joey's character.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
He's a super sweet, super respectful guy. Like, yeah, he's a pig.
Like, I just felt like it was so forced. Like, I felt it was disingenuous.
I didn't.
But
that's a big word.
Thank you.
Word of the day, toilet paper.
Thank you, guys. Mm-hmm. No. I went to college.
I went to college.
There was a friend's joke in there.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Vanessa.
Oh, that's right. The word of the day, toilet paper. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Sorry. I should have picked up on it. The one where Ross is fine.
I'm fine.
This is after the sandwich episode. Yes, this is after Barbados because him and Aisha Tyler are together.
You're right, when they have the
double date.
I'm so sorry,
and she like squeezes her boobs so together.
And he tries to make it normal.
Yes.
I made fajitas.
Yes.
I can't between him doing the fajitas and I'm fine.
L is for fine.
I just
O is for. Oh, wow.
V is for how very, very normal.
It's just, I think it shows.
So great.
David Schwimmer's, like, comedy prowess.
Yeah.
Just wonderfully. And I'm fine.
Fine.
I made fajitas.
And then when the oven dings and he's like, I don't know what that was for.
it's just such a great Oh my god,
that is a good episode.
Like, oh, we ran out of margaritas.
Yeah.
Maybe next time we can all have some. So good.
Not awkward
at all.
And finally, the one with the unagi. Because
it's a good one.
Salmon skin roll.
That's a good one.
It makes me laugh out loud. There aren't many things that make me laugh out loud when it comes to like watching TV and movies, but that one.
It's a good one.
Makes me laugh out loud.
I like when he goes
danger!
To the, when he goes to the self-defense guy. And he's like, what would you do next as the attacker? I need to attack my friends.
Ross has so many like awkward moments that like
literally arrested.
Literally. It's so funny.
Ross has so many moments where he just like sticks his foot in his mouth and he doesn't know how to like he can't help himself and he just kind of like when he's trying to flirt with
he's
the pizza
just awkward,
girl.
Yeah. Like, you know that smell gas has? They put that in there.
They add the smell.
Because gas is odorless. They put the smell. For your safety. Whatever. I don't even know. I don't even remember the line, but I know he's
talking about
gas.
Yeah.
Talking to her about gas?
Yeah, pretty much.
Vanessa, your honorable mentions.
Your turn.
Okay, my honorable mentions. I love the 100th episode where Phoebe has the triplets.
Yeah.
Aww. I love that she asks to keep one of them.
I know.
I love.
Which, could you imagine if Phoebe would have kept one of those?
Yeah.
It's okay. The kid would have been lost at some point in time. Yeah, the
kid would have been like Ben. Like, we would have never seen it.
Yeah. Never seen it, yeah.
But I love that. Isn't that the same episode? Is that the same episode? No, that's the episode where Joey has kidney stones. Or he has sympathy pains.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the same. Because I, for some reason, I got mistaken, but it was the episode where Ben was born, where Joey helped Leah Remini give birth.
Yeah. That was
that
was a good episode, too.
Yeah, because she's young.
Where Rachel goes home and changes because of the hot doctor.
Yeah. But
that's also hospital worker Ben.
Yes, that's what.
And they get stuck in the closet. You guys, he's so cute.
She's like,
from the air vents. Yeah.
But no, I love the 100th episode. That's also where like Monica and Chandler are secretly dating.
Yeah.
And like he doesn't want Monica to go out with the hot nurse.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's such a cute episode. And it's also the 100th episode.
Yeah.
Big milestone.
That's a huge milestone in any TV show.
It was a good episode. I really liked. And then seeing Phoebe cry at the end with the three babies.
Yeah.
That was so, it was heartbreaking.
Yeah. But
it was, it really was a great episode. Like I said, I like the last one. I like the pilot.
I like the pilot.
Pilots are always
David says
awkward.
That the pilot is better than the last one.
I agree. The pilot is better than the last one, but I like the
pilot. She has the mic in her boobs too.
She does. Well, she's like laying down. You can do it sitting up. Very different.
I have huge boobs.
But I know, but I did this like the first episode, and it's like a thing now. Oh.
But I love the pilot. It introduces us to everyone. I love when Rachel, like,
I just want
to
be married again.
And she bursts in with her wedding dress. And,
I just want $1 million.
Like, it's, you get to like see everybody's like personality. Yeah. And you're just meeting everybody. And I really like the pilot.
Every single line is perfect.
It really is.
It's like everybody, my whole life tells me, your shoe. And maybe I don't want to be a shoe. Maybe I want to be a purse or hat.
Or hat.
No, I don't want you to buy me. It's a metaphor, Daddy.
You can see where you might have trouble.
Yeah.
I don't need a job. I don't need my parents. I've got great boots.
Yes. It's a great one.
And just like, I know that they all, you know, character development, but Rachel, I think, might make the biggest change.
Yes.
Because she
is a super spoiled
rich girl that she says, like, she said that she was getting married so she didn't have to work, like, because she was like, what, 24, and her dad was supporting her, and then she was getting married to a dentist so that she could just continue being like a kept woman.
Mrs. Dr.
Barry Farber. The first episode, his last name is Finkel.
One episode I remember is Farber.
Well, they changed it to Farber later, but in the first episode, it's Finkel. I don't know why, but she definitely makes, and then to be like, then she, you know, she waitresses, and then like she's basically like a super talk, it ends up being a super top executive at Ralph Lauren, like that's,
and Louis Vuitton
gets a job offer for Louis Vuitton.
Basically,
and she got headhunted by Gucci.
And she did.
Sounds like it looks like Gucci, but it's pronounced Gucci.
So the fact that, you know,
yeah, she really did. She made the biggest,
like, it's yeah. You can make, I mean, it on your own.
You see them all, like, except for Phoebe.
Phoebe kind of is the only one that stays the same. I think the only big change for her is Mike.
Getting
but
married.
But professionally,
they
all grow.
Right.
Like Chandler quit his job.
Right.
Went to advertising. Joey got the movie. He was in Days of Our Lives. Mm-hmm. Like, Ross was teaching at the end. Like, they all.
Monica being the chef.
Yeah, she had the head chef.
Ross gets tenure the day Rachel gets fired.
She got fired from Ralph Lauren. They really all did grow. I mean, and Phoebe grew because she got married. Like, she got the stability that she never had.
Right.
Yeah.
Growing up. But
one of my favorite Phoebe bits, and it's more probably because I'm such a huge Hank Azaria fan, is David.
Oh my god, yes.
Oh, I love David.
I love David. And he comes back like 3 or 4 times.
I know. And I feel so bad at the end because I love Mike.
Yes.
I love
the
Mike,
way they,
but
the
I
way
love
she
David,
David
so much.
Awful.
And
I agree.
Like, I love Mike, but David is her lobster, in my opinion. Like,
I agree.
I love Mike, and I love Paul Rudd, and like, but like, it's like,
it's David.
David's the one that got away from her.
With David is not.
I know.
Not nice at all.
No, he went to Barbados too.
He went to Barbados, and he was gonna propose the same night that Mike showed up, and then Mike proposed, and she said no. Like,
yeah.
I don't think they handled that well.
I don't either.
I don't either.
And then
I feel like David deserves better.
I agree. Like, he did not deserve to be treated that way.
But again, we've all been in that relationship where, yes, like, just the timing is never right. Like, or not been in that relationship. You're not,
we have that.
You all have that. We all have that person.
Yep.
That for one reason or another, you've known for years, and you, yep, for all intents and purposes, should have been together, and you
it just never worked out.
And you know, yep, you end up, you have to move on with your life. You know, but
it's so the one that could have been. And then my last honorable mention is when Ross and Rachel kiss, their first kiss. I don't remember the name of the episode.
The one. Yeah, you have it there.
The one where Rachel finds out. Episode one, season one, episode 24.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is that the one where they kiss, though?
Yeah, because that's when
the one where he's getting a cat. The one where he's getting the cat with Julie.
No, the one where she finds out is the end of season one, where she goes to the airport to go see him. Yeah, pre-9/11 days, where you could go to the gate.
You could go to the freaking gate.
I had, like, a big issue with, like,
the titles.
Apparently.
Yeah.
It's the one with the cat.
Yeah, where they were getting the
cat.
Fluffy meowing tin toys. Yeah,
and that was that's also the I'm over you, like, that's
I'm that's over,
and that, folks,
you,
is what we call closure, which is like the Jennifer Aniston meme the day, yes, that the Brangelina divorce was announced.
Yes,
and that, my friend, is what you call closure.
Yes, that is
that's a great episode. Yeah,
I'm looking for it. Is it the one with the prom? No, it's not.
No, it's not prom video.
No,
prom
video is when
No, because I remember that after that, makes the list about the chubby ankles.
It's in season two.
Is it the one with...
It's in season two.
It is season two, yeah.
The beginning of season two.
What else happens in that episode?
The cats.
No, I know, but what about...
The one where Ross finds out. I was close. It's the one where Ross finds out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Rachel finds out.
That makes sense. That.
Yeah, because she leaves him the message. Yeah.
Yeah.
That he didn't even know. Because he asked her, when were you under me? And
You're over me?
When were you under me?
Yeah.
And then they have that huge fight, like, I was doing fine before I found out about you. She's like, well, I was doing fine before I found out about you.
Yeah.
Now I got closure. And then, like, she locks, like, all 18 locks, mm-hmm, on the central perk door. And then he comes back.
It's and the rain.
I know.
And the U2 song. And the,
such a magical first kiss. And then I love the next episode. Like, the little piece at the beginning before they play the song.
Oh, where they're talking about, like, where the girls are like, I love, they have a couple of those moments where, like, the girls are talking about something. And they it's, like, all the detail. And it's like, oh, but where were his hands? And then the guys.
Did you ever find it kind of weird that Monica was like, oh my God, and it was her brother. That,
well, I mean, I guess you can, I mean, kind of like,
I get, I get, I
compartmentalize,
I just, yes,
yeah, you have to, I guess.
No, I have to when I watch it, but I just
but no, I have the same,
it's a little
thing, like,
cringy.
She goes, oh, like, you're,
yeah, that's, like,
your brother,
that's your brother, bro,
about.
Like, I,
oh yeah. Another good one is when, I don't know the name of the episode because I just thought of it, when Monica and Rachel are fighting over the last condom in the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, yes.
And they come out and, like,
and Richard and Ross are both, like, the schedule there beforehand.
Yeah.
Next time.
Like, they're doing it tonight.
That's a Tom Selleck episode.
Yeah. It is a Tom Selleck episode. That's a good one. I love a lot of the episodes with Richard.
Yeah, me too.
Richard's good.
He is. He's dreamy.
He's, I mean, dreamy.
I love my boyfriend. He's so dreamy.
He's so dreamy.
Number ones. Christy, right, what's your number one?
Number one.
I'm pretty sure I'm the only one with this one.
Number one.
Because, and I'm going to say this right now. You tell David and you tell Neri to go fuck themselves.
Oh, Lord.
Because I know that they're going to be,
they're listening,
like,
so you just told them.
Yeah, I know that they're going to be like, how could you put that and not something? Because they always have some sort of opinion.
They survived for this long? Yeah. If you survived for this long listening to us.
I'm sure people are.
You deserve an award.
Yeah. No, actually, I told you my favorite episodes come with a lot of guests. And I am a huge, huge British TV and British humor fan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So,
Amanda Bufomantisi.
No, the one with Ross's Wedding Part 2.
Yes.
Mm.
The second episode, because freaking Emily's mom is Jennifer Saunders.
Yes.
Yeah, you're
from
right.
Freaking AbFab. That woman is hilarious.
Yeah, she is.
Every single word out of her mouth is
I'm bored of you now.
I'm bored of you. Her,
I think when she's getting the phone calls from Phoebe and she's like,
the radio.
And Phoebe calling from home, and then them trying to get their entire house remodeled.
Yes.
For this wedding.
Well, I'm not paying for your wine.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but that is the first appearance of Regina Phalange.
I think so.
I think that might be the first appearance of Regina Phalange.
No, says. When is the one with the metaphorical tunnel?
Oh, fuck, you're right. Never mind.
Uh-huh. What is...
The metaphorical... You know what I'm surprised has not come up? And I thought about it after I made my mountain. Not one of us has mentioned the Janice episode.
I could do without her. Yeah,
I could take her or leave her too. But I like that
she pops up.
She's like David, where she pops up here and there, and even in the last season where she's buying the house next door to them, and Chandler has to like lie and convince her that he's still in love with her, and they can't live next door to each other. And
yeah, I could take her.
You're
or leave
right,
her.
Stephanie.
Oh, this
according
is-
to Wikipedia, Phoebe Buffay's Wikipedia page. The first reference to Regina Phalange is when she refers to herself as Dr. Regina Phalange.
But yeah, no. Hey, Regina Phalange is the reason Rachel got off the plane, okay?
Yeah. Yep.
Phoebe's hysterical, calling from home. Jennifer Saunders is just gold to me. And then the whole Monica Chandler thing starts there.
Yeah.
And then besides that Rachel goes all the way over there. The whole 9 yards.
She goes to the wedding
Ross
in sweatpants.
Does it himself.
Wait, Chrissy, what was the name of the episode?
Ross's Wedding Part 2.
Ross's Wedding Part 2.
And then Ross does it himself. Like, she doesn't even have to
talk about a Freudian slip.
Yeah, and do anything. Like, she doesn't stop the wedding. She doesn't do anything.
I like what Rachel's like.
Should I go up there?
Yeah. And then
Ross said, my name.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I was never the biggest fan of Emily, but kudos to Emily for like more or less keeping it together.
She really did. She was British.
Oh yeah.
She was like, "We're gonna get this done, and we're gonna move on."
Yep. Right.
Yeah.
And then elbows him in the gut, like
probably. Well, I probably would have done that in front of everybody, and I definitely wouldn't have married his ass.
No, I would have been like, "Excuse me,
excuse me, awkward."
Pretty married. And then the gold.
When the priest, when he's like, "I take you." Emily. Are you falling asleep, Chrissy?
No, I'm just listening, like, yep.
Chrissy's drunk. That's what's happening.
I'm drunk.
And the what I forgot, because I remember that I loved this episode so much because of her mom. But then I forgot. I completely forgot about Rachel on the plane with freaking
Hugh Laurie.
Yes.
Oh my God.
You truly are a horrible human being.
Gets up and he goes, and by the way, you were on a break.
Yes.
I thought that it was him.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Hugh Laurie.
And I like when he says Phoebes. He's like, you should listen to your friend Phoebes.
Phoebes.
Oh, like I lost it. And then when Phoebe's like, he's like, oh, I was looking with, I saw that was with this girl with Joey, and she goes, listen, so I've told you, Rachel's going. You're on this, right? I'm off. I'm done.
I did my part,
right? This is no longer my problem. Okay, so tell me about the girl.
Yeah.
Well, another moment that it's a Jack Geller moment that I really love in this episode is who serves steak when there's nowhere to sit? And Joey walks up with like holding eating steak with his bare fucking hands. What's up, guys?
Yeah, and then we get the perfect moment right at the end when everything's gone to shit, and we're like, okay, that's it, Monica and Chandler done. And then he's like,
"I'm still on London time."
And
oh,
it's
that
just,
counts.
Like, it's
I
just,
love. Yeah,
there's just so much in this episode.
But another like happen. Ross and Rachel, like almost like,
oh yeah,
she was gonna get on on the honeymoon.
She went on the honeymoon and she went to Greece,
and Ross was gonna go with her, and fucking Emily shows up to ruin everything.
If they had gone to Greece together, could you imagine? Like,
well, the show would have ended much earlier.
But yeah, that I know it's not like every on like those lists of best
no, but that's
episodes,
good pick.
But I
that's
just good go on that from that's beginning good. To end, and that's why I said part two because when they get there,
yeah,
it's when they start in London is when it just is hysterical.
Yeah, all the
but in all fairness, the beginning part where Joey is like London baby and like he's annoying the crap out of Chandler. Yes. And goes off on his own and then he like has like, the best day in London.
Yeah,
and
runs into Fergie.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, and there's also like a little bit past this
Fergie
is when
baby
when afterwards they like will not stop talking about Boddingtons.
Yes. Oh, oh poor Phoebe.
Well, when they won't stop talking about London in general. Yeah, and then like, Phoebe's like,
we're gonna take a trip.
We're gonna do a day trip. And then her water breaks.
Park. She's like, the park? I just came from the park. Probably my parents are here.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my pick for number one. I just died watching this episode. I actually watched it twice because I was like, this is it's really such a good one. Funny. Like, I was like, okay, during my research, I said I have to watch that again because that was
no, that's
just
a good one. That's a good one.
I love when all right, hang on.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
All right.
And we're back. We are back. Okay, so we just did Christy's number one. Sorry, Christy.
It's okay, I got it.
We just did Christy M's number one. Mm-hmm. This feels like an episode of Recess. Ashley A, Ashley B.
I want to be Spinelli.
Spinelli was an Ashley. Well,
exactly. That's why I said I want to be Spinelli.
Well, that? You're Christy M today. So, Steph, what's your number one?
My number one is the one with the embryos.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. It's my all-time favorite.
Hello, teeny embryos.
Hello, teeny embryos. It is my all-time favorite Friends episode. Obviously, the main plot line is, you know, Phoebe's getting implanted with the embryos, Frank and Alice.
But the quiz.
Well, the hold
game.
On. Well,
the game.
Frank and Alice have asked Phoebe to be their surrogate, and she's getting implanted with three embryos, which she thought it was just going to be one, but then they find out there's a 25%. If they put six embryos in, there's a 25% chance that one of them will stick. And this is in the early days of IVF. I think the numbers have gone up. Like
I'm sure they have
in recent numbers, but then they all she also
well
finds
I don't
out,
want to speculate because I don't want to hurt anybody's
well yeah that's
I know
true.
IVF is a super
yeah and subject. It's also like a super difficult process.
I
have a family member that went through three rounds of IVF before
well
she got
I think we all know somebody who's gone through IVF or any type of fertility
but that's the other thing is that Phoebe finds out this it costs she's like oh because I'll do this as many times as it takes and then she finds out that it costs $16,000 which is nothing in those days because now it's like up to 30 I want to say
well yeah it's nothing now
well yeah
in comparison
but I'm sure back then it was a lot. So Phoebe talks to the embryos and she tells them that they're gonna live with her for 9 months and that next time if I'm screaming that's supposed to happen. But what makes this episode a thing of glory,
it really is,
is
Althea.
The girls wake up at like before dawn to a rooster,
thanks to somebody's dumbass rooster.
To a rooster in New York City. Could you imagine hearing a fucking rooster in New York City?
I hear roosters here all the time because I live in la fucking Sahuacera. And all of my neighbors have chickens and roosters and they wander freely through the streets. If I hit one with my car, it is not my damn fault.
I hit a duck with my car once.
It's okay. Oh, I remember that story. They're there to be sacrificed anyway.
They really are. Oh my God. So sorry. One time Baloo escaped on one of his many great adventures and he killed two birds and he left them.
With one stone.
I'm sorry, they weren't birds. They were young chickens. They weren't chickens.
Still a bird.
They weren't I know, but like specifically they were chickens. Mm-hmm. They were not chicks, but they weren't full grown chickens.
Gotcha.
And so I just saw them laying in my driveway and I was like, somebody did some Santeria on me. Like, I was like,
for people that don't know what Santeria is, it's like it's like it's Cuban voodoo.
It's
like island
/ Hispanic
voodoo.
Island voodoo.
Catholicism with voodoo mixed.
It's Catholicism with African.
I had an ex-boyfriend who like had some legal dramas and his brother-in-law at the time
made a sacrifice to jungle.
Well, I don't know if he made a sacrifice, but his brother-in-law at the time, because I think his sister divorced him. His brother-in-law at the time was Santero.
Oh.
And lovely. He was like, you need to eat tilapia at this time. And like did like some voodoo motherfucker made me eat tilapia. And I'm like,
and did it work?
I have no idea. I don't remember. I don't remember if we broke up before or after his court date.
But I don't remember anything.
Well, I don't remember. It was a really long time. I was 18 when that happened. Or 17.
Oh, is this? Do I know this person?
It's Jesus.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Fucking put him out there. Hey, Jesus.
He's like, listen to this.
He's not listening to this. And if he does, hey. I didn't say your last name. fucker. But yeah, like his brother-in-law was like, you need to eat tilapia. You need to say this little prayer. You need to do this. And you need to eat tilapia at this time. And I'm like, I don't like fish. Like, you're going to make me eat. Like the things you do for love, bro. I ate that fucking fish and it was gross.
Like a good girlfriend.
Like a good girlfriend. I am a good girlfriend. You call me. I see you, Jeff.
I broke up with him.
He's back.
No, I broke up with him.
Stephanie broke up with him. I'm still trying to get one of your husbands to date me. Nobody wants to.
So anyway, they get woken up by the rooster, and so they're up really early, and they do. Rachel comes back at like 6:30 in the morning with like a grocery bag, and Ross asks her like, "Why are you shopping so early in the morning, and why are you awake or whatever?" And they got woken up because of someone's dumbass rooster, Chandler says that he bets that he can name everything in the bag that she brought home shopping.
Yeah, because they're saying that they know the girls better than the girls know them.
Yeah. So this spirals into a game.
And like we see Monica's full Jeopardy competitive type nature.
Game. Yep. Where they are basically divide everything into categories. It's just trivia questions, but about each other. And you see the full spectrum.
I love how Ross crazy. Doesn't want to be left out.
Yeah.
And they're like, Ross is like, oh, not like Ross has a life or a job or a kid. And like, oh, we'll just ask Phoebe. No, I want to play. I want to play.
you see the full spectrum of Monica's crazy.
Yes.
I am that competitive. I am that asshole.
She really is.
I don't care if it's fucking tic-tac-toe. I'm going to be the best.
Oh, wait. Can I add an honorable mention?
Sure.
When Joey's auditioning for Bamboozled. But not even the whole episode. Just like the scene where it's the three guys, mm-hmm. and they're like playing Bamboozled. And they're full on playing.
You get a Wicked Wango card. Yes.
And then like Chandler loses and he's like, I love this game.
I like the other one where Chandler's trying to give Joey money by inventing the game.
Yes. Oh my god, like, yes, cups.
And then Ross is like, I am very good at cups. Like, no, you're not.
You're not.
So they come up with this whole Ross, and I guess Ross, being the like, giant nerd that he is, like,
of course,
makes like this. Which, by the way, at what point did they run to Office Depot and get like fucking poster
cards? Oh,
you know that Ross had that in his apartment because he's a nerd, and he likes.
Isn't
paper.
He a teacher?
I don't know if not he's a
teacher
this, I
don't
this
think
point.
At this point, because okay. I think that happens still, in season 5.
He still works at a museum, so I'm sure he has to do presentations. True. He has to do studies. He has to do things for work.
So he's got flashcards, and he divides them into
he's
categories.
Flashcards that he's
do you remember
post-its.
What the categories are? Fears and pet peeves.
Fears and pet peeves, family history.
Family history, literature, and it's all relative.
But I like how Ross literature.
So the first question is, what was Monica's nickname when she was a field hockey goalie?
Big Fat Goalie.
And it just goes on and on. Like,
how old was Chandler when he first touched a girl?
14?
No.
No, 19.
Thanks, man.
What was the name? Monica and I had a grandmother that died. You both attended this funeral. What was her name? Nana?
Althea.
No, her real name. Althea, what are you doing?
Althea. You're going with Althea? Nice shooting. Monica has how many towels?
Like, fancy guest. Fancy guest.
11. The name on the TV guide.
Miss Chandler Ball. What is the name of Chandler's dad's all-male burlesque?
Viva Las Vegas. What's Chandler Bing's job?
He's something with numbers and
he's a transponster.
That's not even a word. And the pinnacle moment of the episode is where they bet each other's apartment. Yes. Well, they bet. The high bet is that the boys would get rid of the birds, and if the boys win, they would switch apartments.
Yes.
And in that moment where Rachel says, can't think of what the hell Chandler does for a living.
But like nobody knows what Chandler does for a living.
He's a data processor.
Right, but there's like a big fancy title that Monica only gets after he quits.
Right. It's like, and they did that same gag in How I Met Your Mother with Barney. They did that whole thing of like, they don't really know. It's not like as specific. Barney works for like a big bank, but nobody knows what he does like in the bank. It's like some like shady shit.
That is like a lawyer.
No, the one that's a lawyer is Marshall.
Marshall.
Right. Yeah, I thought he was like a financial
he's
banker.
Like a, yeah, something that makes a lot of money and he has to wear suits every day.
Like whatever my brother does.
Right.
Yeah. It's true.
So yeah, and in that moment where Rachel can't remember what his job was, the buzzer
goes off
and they lose the apartment. Lose.
I love when they like when the boys roll in on top
on the
of
white
the
dog. Yeah,
pat the dog.
Yeah, so it's just really it's got so many and it's like it's a really rapid fire episode because they just like it's one after another after another and it just keeps going. And to go on what Christy was saying, that there are moments in the episode in throughout the seasons where
Joey's imaginary friend Maurice
what was
his profession?
Space cowboy. Which, by the way, that's a song, like we all know that, right?
Yeah,
that's
but it's still yeah. cute. Christy, you falling asleep?
Nope, I'm here.
Okay. So they yeah, in the moment that they're all arguing because like Rachel's upset, like stop calling it move-in day, you're not actually living,
you're ruining
here.
Moving day for us.
And they all get into it, and at that moment Phoebe comes out of the bathroom with a pregnancy test and she's pregnant with the triplets. So
such a great
they forget it such, all I,
the whole forget episode. It all because that's like that takes priority,
of course it does. And then when they like all hug her and she's like, well, this can't be good for the baby, right. And she like steps out
I like when she comes back from her doctor's appointment and she's sitting upside down on the couch because her body always has work faster than Western medicine.
She's like, I'm just gonna give you every advantage.
Yeah.
And she spends like the whole episode like
upside down. Yeah.
I love Phoebe.
Yeah. So that's my number one.
Good, nice. Good one. The one with the embryos. Hello, teeny embryos.
Your teeny embryos.
Christy? All right. My number one is the one where no one is ready. And Missy named it as her number one. The reason it is my it has always been my number one, and the reason it's my number one is because it takes place in one setting set. It's in Monica's apartment. It's only the six of them. They come in and out of there.
It also takes place in real time.
Yeah,
and it's
so
in
like
real time.
It's in real time. So like if the episode is 22 and however minutes. It's not like they're jumping in time.
Minutes.
They're not going back.
Right.
Like,
right.
The entire episode takes place.
Half an hour.
Takes place in those 22 minutes. Like
exactly.
The entire story takes place.
Like Ross is timing it. So basically Ross.
Which is a genius way to write a television show. By
it
the way.
Is.
It's like writing for live TV.
Yeah.
Basically.
It is.
It was great.
That's the one thing that Friends is missing, a live episode.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, those Will and Grace live episodes are fucking. Bathroom humor is one of the
but they did
best.
Do the girls did go on Kimmel.
They did go on Kimmel.
They went on Kimmel recently.
They like quote unquote like
recently.
2 or 3 years ago. They went on
recently-ish.
Kimmel.
Recently-ish.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They did, and they did like a little
and
gag.
Was cute.
Yeah,
it was cute.
It was cute.
They all really need to just get over themselves.
You know, yes. I think it's Matthew Perry.
Matthew
that doesn't
Perry.
Do it.
Yeah.
Fucking Matthew Perry. Get over yourself.
Yeah, yeah, seriously, dude, what are you doing? Like, hello?
We want it. The people want it.
So this is my, like, fantasy. I'm sorry, we, like, hijacked your number one.
Sorry.
It's fine.
This is my fantasy Friends episode, like, Friends reunion episode. I was thinking it has to be a Thanksgiving episode.
Yeah.
And I would
it should
like...
be an hour.
It should be an hour. And I would also like it to be that, like, Rachel and Ross are, like, doing, like, a Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell where, like, they've been together for so long but they've never actually gotten married. And I want Joey to marry them at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Like, just
aww.
The six of them in the apartment. Call me
that's
Marta
cute.
Kaufman and whatever the hell, David Crane. Call me because
we'll
I'll write this episode
we
for you.
We will write it for you. We were on a break.
Yeah. So I... And so that's like, and yeah. So... I'm sorry, continue.
No, it's fine. So the this episode is literally just them getting ready for mm-hmm. Ross's is it
he's getting
a
an
speech
award
or an award yeah, or something with the museum.
It's a formal like black tie
yeah. Exactly. It's something they have to get ready for, and everybody is sort of in their own storyline. So Ross is literally counting the minutes. He's like, you know, everybody has to get ready. The Chandler and Joey are fighting over the chair, and it's just so funny because there are
do you know that Donald Duck never wore pants but anytime he comes out of the shower he has a towel wrapped around his waist. What's up with that?
What's up with that?
But I want that chair so bad.
I think it's just so
funny because there's so many other places to sit. Like, there's another sofa
there's a huge sofa.
But it's about the chair.
It's about the principal.
It's about the principal of the thing with the chair. And then Joey.
You're taking the essence. The cushions are the essence of the chair.
Why are you sitting there? I got up. Yeah, but you got up. Yeah, but I didn't go to Spain.
I got the hummus.
Phoebe gets hummus on her dress and then comes out with a Christmas bow.
Duh.
I decided to be political.
Duh.
What are you supporting? Christmas.
She said, duh.
And Rachel, well, no, Monica is still getting over Richard.
Yes.
And she decides to pull a psycho ex-girlfriend move and hacks into his voicemail because she left him a horrible voicemail. Or not a horrible voicemail, but
she changed his outgoing message.
She changed his outgoing message with her voicemail, unfortunately. And it just, you know, she's like, I'm sorry, I'm just acting weird. Maybe it's my period or something. Yeah. And so she's in a negligee or whatever, most of the episode. It's just interesting because you see them changing throughout the episode. Like,
Joey puts on all of Chandler's clothes.
Joey puts on all of Chandler's clothes.
Wearing any more clothes?
He shouldn't be doing any lunges.
Maybe if I wasn't going commando. That is so not the opposite of taking somebody's underwear.
And then Rachel is
trying to figure out what to wear.
Doesn't like that Ross is rushing her. So,
by the way, I have this argument all the time. I'm like, I hate, David is like a stickler for being on time to everything, and I'm like, it's really not that big of a deal for 10 minutes late, whatever. And he's always rushing me, and then I it's like never fails. Every time he's rushing me, like, I forget something, or I forget to do something, or something goes wrong, and I'm like, this is what happens when you rush me. So
you are Rachel.
You're gonna make him drink the fat.
Always.
you were gonna drink the fat.
Did they ever say what that fat was for?
I think it was cooking.
Right?
Yeah. That's Monica cooking.
Yeah.
That's what I always assume.
It's always convenient to have a friend that's who's a chef.
Yeah.
I think so. It's my favorite episode because it's the six of them. You get the dynamic. You get just, you see their physical comedy. You see just how well they interact together, and all the jokes are just constant, and them coming in and out, you know, one exits, the next one enters, and it just keeps flowing, and it's such a good flow, such a great episode.
It really is.
That is why it is my number one.
Good
one.
And you get to see their chemistry.
Yes, 100%. Thank you.
All right, I'm gonna, my number one, I'm just gonna say one word. Pivot. Pivot.
What is
pivot? Shut up.
Shut up.
What a great fucking episode.
Such a good episode. That's like, okay, so obviously we know it's the one with the couch. It's the name of the episode.
The one with the cop. That's what it's called, yeah.
Yeah, the name of the episode is the one with the cop. It's the one where Phoebe finds
Michael Rapaport.
Yes, she finds his badge.
Yeah, and she pretends to be a cop.
And she flashes her badge.
She calls for backup. Cancel backup.
Cancel backup. What the fuck is on the floor? God, I hate having dogs. Oh my God, I hate having dogs. Wait till you see what's on the floor over here. It's big black splotch. It's big ugly splotch.
Is it poop?
No, it's dirt, that blue.
Oh. Well, it's better than poop.
Yeah, I guess. Just doesn't smell, but it's still dirty. But yeah, that's the episode where she starts dating him.
Mm-hmm.
She starts dating the cop. But I like when he tries to return the couch that is cut in half.
Yeah. It's also the same. No, it's not the same episode where he like takes her to the questioning room. Phoebe.
Yeah, I think it is.
No, because they're dating already.
Oh, okay.
When
they're trying to move in.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to move in.
And then she shoots the bird and she breaks up with him. Yeah.
Oh my God, when he shoots the bird, so funny.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay. Like the face that she makes when he shoots the bird is great. Yeah. But yeah, it's where she like, oh, no. Why am I thinking of the fur coat episode? That's like a completely different episode.
A whole different season.
She's like yelling at the squirrel, like, yeah. I'm cold. But that's not the same thing. Yeah. But she's like flashing the badge at everybody. Yeah. Oh, that I know why I'm thinking of the first code episode, because in this episode, the one with the cop, there's a lady that puts her cigarette out on the tree.
Yeah. And that's what she calls for backup.
Yeah. Backup, backup. Cancel back. Because she makes the woman apologize to the tree.
To the tree, yes.
Mm. Or when she's, when she flashes her badge at Gary, mm-hmm. and she's like, oh, do you know Sipowicz?
She's just like naming the characters from NYPD Blue. Yeah.
I mean, we've said it before, but Phoebe's great.
Phoebe's awesome.
Phoebe is fantastic. Great.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's just Ross yelling pivot and Rachel coming back with Chandler. Like, you couldn't get Joey? Like,
yeah.
Monica would have been better.
Well, I also like the openings, not the opening scene, but the scene where, like, they're in the couch, like, the furniture store, and the sales guy's, like, trying to figure out, like, what is Ross and Rachel's relationship.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, thank God, like, you two could never be together. And Rachel's, and Ross is like, we were together for 2 years, and we had sex 219 times. You counted.
But
who counts up?
Pivot. 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 It's just I can't hear somebody say the word pivot now.
Right.
Without saying it like Ross. It's just one of those things that's always
in
my mind now.
Yep, yep.
So yeah. So that's it, guys. We went through 4.
We need to pick 2.
We have to pick two. Okay, so for sure, the prom video is on our mountain. And
everyone finds out.
Everyone finds out is on our mountain.
I think we need to have a Thanksgiving episode on the mountain.
We do need to have a Thanksgiving episode on a mountain. We have the football one, the one with the football, and... Which one was the one that you
had? The last Thanksgiving.
No.
Oh, there's all the Thanksgiving.
The one where Ross got high.
The one with Ross got high.
And then I have the one with the rumor.
Yeah.
And the one with the rumor. Okay, so we have 3 Thanksgiving episodes to choose from.
I mean, it doesn't really matter.
Okay, wait. Hang on.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It doesn't really matter. I kind of almost feel like it should be Chandler in a Box. It was mentioned so many freaking times.
I feel like Chandler in a Box should make the mountain.
I think Chandler in the Box should make the mountain because it was everybody's honor.
It was everybody's honor prevention, and it was also like the listeners liked it. And I know that the boys usually play by this rule, but I don't care.
We're not the
boys. Okay, so let's do Chandler
video,
in a Box.
Hang on. Prom Agreed. Video and...
Everyone finds out. And let's give it Chandler in a Box.
Everyone finds out. And Chandler in a Box. And then we need one more.
I don't know. That's the tough one because I feel like
there's just so many.
There's so many. And I feel like it should be one of like the signature episodes. Like either.
What about the pilot?
We could do the pilot.
Or the last one.
I vote pilot, but that's just me.
Oh, but we didn't. That wasn't really.
On well, that wasn't on. The thing is, neither one of those were on anybody's mountains. That's what I'm thinking. Like
that wasn't on yours.
Like not even. No, it was
the pilot. Was one of my honorable mentions.
Yeah, the last one wasn't even anybody's honorable mention.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I had it as an honorable mention.
I also think, but like what I'm saying is, it should be either no one's ready or embryos or there's another one that I can't. I'm having like a brain fart right now as to why.
I think no one's ready is one that was mentioned. Chris, you have the honorable.
No one's ready was mentioned by was on honorable mentions, and Missy had it as her number one.
So maybe we could go with that one.
Yeah, no one's ready is on David's list. It's on Missy's list.
Mm-hmm.
It's on
my list.
Yeah, Chrissy had it. I had it as an honorable mention.
I'm okay with that one.
Yay, I win.
The reason I had it as an honorable mention and not on the mountain is because I actually think the episode's slightly overrated, but I do appreciate what it is in the sense that I get that it is in real time. It's just the 6 of them in the apartment. Like we've said it several times that the 6 of them in the apartment are like golden episodes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't think it's better than Embryos, but I mean, I think it's more iconic than Embryos. So... Christy? If you guys are okay with, I'm okay with it.
I'm fine with it because I don't actually have either one of the two. So I'm up to you guys.
So no one's ready?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Chrissy's gonna go for
no. Obviously, it was my number one. So.
My vote is in.
Okay. So no one's
you're
ready.
Number one in a lot of people's.
Yeah, a mountain. Lot of people had it on their mountain and their honorable mentions.
You know,
yeah.
The boys are going to yell at us.
I don't care.
We never take the listeners into account. Well,
we had not one. Match.
Yeah, exactly.
This is, first of all, this is not a Mount Geek More episode. This is a Mamas and Merlot episode. When we take Mount Geek More takeover, then we'll play by their rules.
Exactly.
But this is our podcast.
Rules. This is our rules. We are drunk. So this is our rules.
Damn. And this, honestly, there spans so many episodes that we.
It really is. It's hard.
Literally,
I think we did a great job.
We did.
I agree. I think we did a fantastic
job. Considering the amount.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing.
Christy, considering the amount of episodes, we only tabled, what, two?
Two.
Two.
Yeah.
Not counting, like, when we were doing, like, the listener picks. We only tabled two episodes between the four of us. That is saying something.
That is saying that everything else was unique. So that's
exactly.
It also how funny. All right,
so
great
our
the show
final
is.
Mountain is the one with the prom video, the one yes. where everyone finds out,
yeah,
the one with Chandler in a box, and yes. the one where no one's ready.
Yay!
So, all right, guys. Well, that is our final mountain. Let's real quick discuss the wine. The it three was, lab.
I liked it. I think
it was fantastic.
Yep.
Thank Send you us more. So much.
Anyone from California?
The chocolate sauce is really good.
Oh my god. Yes. Oh my god.
Amazing.
Totally yum.
So good. If anyone in California would like to send us more three lab cab, or especially the three lab cab Cabernet Sauvignon chocolate sauce,
it is fact, fire. Amazing.
It really was fantastic. Thank you. What was your Ceci? Thank you, Ceci. High five, Ceci. Whoop, whoop. Thank you for sending us a present. We completely 1000% appreciate it.
If anybody wants to send us anything,
of course, we are more
anything.
Than
just email
maybe
us.
We should open a P.O. box.
Yeah, seriously. Just email us and we will give you an address.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll figure out a way to get you to send us stuff. Don't worry. Yeah. So, yeah, so that's it. Thank you, Christy, for coming and hanging
thank
out with us.
Thank you for having me.
You can find
me.
Christy on Cosplay Fame.
CosplayFame.
You can find our podcast and other great podcasts.
MOMMASANDMERLOT.
You can find Geek More, Cosplay Fame Mamas, What's
Up,
Good,
Bro?
What's Up, Bro, Answers and Heroes on the Geek Bro Network, geekbro.net.
You can also find us on Acast.
Oh, yes, on Acast.
iTunes. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, share with your friends. Drink with us, guys.
Talk to us.
Yeah, find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter,
Snapchat.
Yeah,
we don't snap that much. Do we?
We should. We need to start snapping more.
Send us everything. Talk to us. We love talking
literally.
To people. And I couldn't help myself. You want to show your support for Mamas and Merlot,
of the Geek Bro buy our
Network,
shit.
We have t-shirts.
Go on Amazon and just search either Mamas and Merlot or Geek Bro, and you will see all the family of Geek Bro t-shirts and the Mamas and Merlot t-shirts. And
they're pretty.
Men's sizes, women's sizes, and even youth. We have it for little kids, too.
We need to get onesies.
We do need onesies.
Oh, my God, yes.
Or so, bibs or something.
And it's a multitude of colors.
Guys, it's midnight.
Yeah, we got to go.
Oh, my God.
All right, guys, drive home. Cheers, girls.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening.
Way. Your job's a joke, you broke.